And we're coming to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box here at Pisgah High School, where we've got your Pisgah Black Bears against the East Henderson Eagles tonight. So, should be a good conference matchup, guys. Tonight, all the action will be brought to you by Jack Webb, Mark Stevenson, myself, Kevin Lowry, and Jack Kuex back in the studio, looking to push all the buttons, make everything happen to bring this live to you. So, guys, big game here tonight for the boys. The girls, got to make sure we don't have a slip up here, you know, right, and get lazy. So, what do you guys think about the games tonight?
If we run, they will tire easily. If it's half court, like you said, it could be a game.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, we're coming in on top of the conference at 5-0. East Henderson's setting 2-3. We don't want to come in and just take them for granted. Looking at them, they're much bigger than we are, but I really don't think they can match up with us with our quickness and our traps and our press. So I say just don't overlook them because they're 2-3, and let's just play our game, and we're going to be fine.
Yeah, so Mark, tell us a little bit about some of the stats for our girls so year-to-date so far.
Yeah, so far, Chandler Lowry is leading the Lady Bears in scoring at 16.2 a game. Kylie Leonard at 8.5, and Bailey Connor at 6.8. Then you move on to the rebounds. Jake Cody is moved in at 7.3 per game. Chandler, our point guard, 6.4. So when you got a point guard leading points and second rebounds, that's pretty stout. So, and I'm looking at East Henderson's stats on the year. It looks like they got one girl. Mamie Hill is averaging 14.2. The next one closest to her is 3.8. So that's a pretty big difference to your second high scorer.
Yeah, I think it's an outside chance. I won't talk about points, but I will talk about rebounds because that's one thing I am proud about. Chandler has a chance to get to 500 rebounds for her career.
Nice.
I think she's about 55 rebounds away.
Very nice.
So sometime during this season, there's a possibility.
Yep.
That means she'll get there. That would be big in my eyes.
For a point guard, yes. Point guard. I mean, for anybody, 500 rebounds is a great career, but when you're talking about a point guard who's running an offense and has contributing as much as she does in the scoring column to have a chance at 500 rebounds, that's impressive.
So, guys, it's time for the keys to the game. And the keys to the game are sponsored by Jack Webb, Senior Financial Advisor with First Citizens Wealth and Management. Let him show you the impact that comprehensive financial planning may have on your goals and needs. Call 452-6314 for a free consultation. First Citizens Wealth and Management, member FINRA, SIPC, a SEC broker, dealer, investment advisor. So, Mark, what is your key to this game tonight?
My key is going to be focus, just because of what I just said. East Henderson's coming in at 2-3. We're 5-0 in the conference. On paper, we're way better. So we want to stay focused, not worry about what the paper says, and come in and play our style of basketball and put it away as early as we can, obviously, and not let their one scorer have a big night.
Yep, Jack, you got any thoughts on the keys to the game tonight?
Run, run, run. Play defense. Tire them out.
Yeah, I'd say both of those. I said focus is a big thing for our girls tonight, and playing with pace. Looking at the size of them, we certainly are not looking to get in a half court game with them.
No,
tonight. I will say their point guard is their leading scorer, so she'll have the ball in her hands quite a bit. I think we got to get my key to the game is to get the ball out of her hands early.
Yep.
Looks like, you know, I've not seen them play much this year, but looking at the stats and looking at the size, it looks like that they may have one ball handler, one score on this team.
Yep.
That we got to take out of the game.
Absolutely. Don't let one person beat you. kick it. I mean, like you say, their second leading scorer is averaging, what, 3.8 a game. So let's make somebody score other than Hill.
Yeah, and, you know, for us, we play such good pressure team defense. It's not really, you know, just an individual. We've got several individuals that are really good defensively. But our team pressure on defense is really good.
Absolutely. Yeah, and it's been one of our main characteristics all year is how well we play defense and pressure the ball. A lot of our offense comes off of, you know, the old cliche, good defense creates offense, and these girls are really the example of that.
Yeah, I don't want to look too deep. You know, the next two games for our girls are big games to finish the first half of the conference season. But we could, you know, we'll either go in with a one-game lead or a two-game lead into that, depending on what happens between West and Franklin Friday night. But next week, next Tuesday, we travel over to Smoky Mountain. We handled them pretty good the first time.
Right.
But they beat Franklin last night.
Who? Wow, I did
Smoky
not know
Mountain
that.
Mountain girls and boys beat Franklin last night.
Over the boys won, too.
Yeah.
Wow.
So should be an interesting matchup over there. You know, West is sitting there in second right now, but Smoky has solidified themselves right there, one game behind them. So the second part of this conference season for the girls, got to get through the first half. Don't want to overlook these two teams tonight, but really it should be an interesting matchup next week.
How did Jack do last night from Franklin?
I did not see any individual scores last night. So the team only had 55 points, I think, Franklin.
Wow.
So they must not have shot real well from the outside last night.
Okay, well.
I think one of the Custer or the other one got hurt.
Custer's not been playing. I did not see if he played last night. I would have to imagine he was back last night for that win. So, again, you know, our ladies right now still sitting number one in the RPI of all the 4A girls. So that's a good thing. We have slipped in the rankings a little bit with the strength of schedule last week and this week what's coming. So we dropped from 25th to 33rd in the overall rankings.
State.
And then in 4A max preps, not the RPI, but the max preps ranking, we dropped to 2.
Yeah. We're still number one in RPI.
Yeah, RPI is still number one. So a lot to still be earned here. The last half of the year, great season going, so I'd like to see our girls really finish this up strong.
Absolutely. You know, the way I feel about rankings is about like college. The only time it matters that you're ranked number one is that last game of the season. Yeah. So they can rank us wherever they want to. Pizzy girls are coming at you.
Absolutely. So, folks, we're going to send it back to the studio here for a message from our sponsors while we hear the have the teams come out and introduce the starters and have the national anthem. You're listening to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah Sports.
Ken Wilson Ford is our choice. For my husband's truck, my Focus, our teen's used Honda, that's her choice. I appreciate Ken Wilson's professional staff, the big new and used selection, high quality service that keeps us rolling. I grew up in a Ken Wilson Ford family, so I know why they earned the Ford Motor Company's top honor, the President's Award. Visit Ken Wilson Ford and see the difference when things are done right.
Discover more with an interest-bearing checking account from Champion Credit Union. With higher yields, let your money work for you so you can unlock more adventures in life. Visit championcu.com for terms and conditions. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hi, I'm David Messimer, your local AAA agent here in Canton. Of course, most people know AAA for roadside assistance and discount on travel services, but we also offer excellent discounts on all of our insurance products, including auto, home, and life insurance, all providing peace of mind protection while being your local insurance agent. Please give us a call at 828-579-3029 or stop by our office located at 714 Main Street to see if we can help save you some money. Go Bears!
Are you ready to take your business to the next level? Seize the opportunity to promote and expand your business with WPTL 101.7 FM and 920 AM. Give Terrell a call at 648-3576 and chat about advertising packages that fit your budget. Let's work together to promote and grow your business. WPTL is the perfect place to advertise and grow. Let's go courtside as Pisgah basketball continues.
And we're back to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box. Here about to hear the starting five for both East Henderson and Pisgah girls. Should be a good one, guys. I'm looking for a fast start by these young
ladies. Absolutely. Our girls, I think, will come out to a fast start. We'll see a lot of pressure early, and I'm anticipating a quick lead and probably just not looking back.
So, getting ready to have the starting five for first the visiting East Henderson Eagles. Again, your Bears are 14-1 on the season, 5-0 in conference. And for the Eagles, first starter is number two, Lila Henderson. She is a guard. Next starter is number five. That's Kyra Bass, a shooting guard junior. Then we have number 10, Chyla Lindsay, a power forward junior. Then we have number 12, Mamie Hill, point guard junior. And then the last one is number 32, Laura Lopez Barsalas, another power forward junior. So they've got four juniors and a sophomore. Look at the bill for next year, guys. And next for your Lady Pisgah Bears, we've got number 10, senior Macy Devlin, a guard. We've got senior number 11, Chandler Lowry, who is our point guard. We have a junior, number 12, Jade Coates, guard slash forward. We have number 13, a senior, Layden Connor. And then down in the post, we've got number 25, Kylie Leonard, another senior. So for your Bears, we've got four seniors and a junior in our starting five.
I tell you what I'm impressed with is Scout Blue right there. She greets all the starters with their own special handshake. I would be out there, I'd forget what everybody's handshake was.
Well, you talk about Scout. She's a sophomore on this team, and she has really continued to get better every game.
Right.
Giving us the depth we need at this team. So that's going to pay a lot of dividends when we get into the conference play.
Yeah. There's a really good chance that there's a good blue on a court most of the time.
The tip by Jay Cody is recovered by Chandler Lowry. Pisgah will start with the ball and swing it left to Jay Cody. She swings it to the corner to Bailey Connor. Bailey Connor tries to dribble penetrate, gets it knocked away, but recovers it, finds a cutting Jay Cody, and that shot is up and no good, and rebounded by East Henderson. East Henderson will slow it down. They're looking to get it to Mamie Hill. Pisgah looks like they're going to be in a 2-3 zone. It's a little different start here for us on defense. East Henderson swings it up top. They swing it back left and dribble back over to the right side. Bailey Connor providing the pressure, and that is a turnover on East Henderson. And the ball will go back to Pisgah. East Henderson is in a man-to-man defense. Chandler brings it up. She hands it off to Macy Devlin. She dribble penetrates. She throws it away, but tried to be saved by Bailey Connor. And the ball will go back to East Henderson. East Henderson inbounds it in front of their own bench. They get it to Mamie Hill. Pisgah changes their defense up to 1-2-2 zone. That is tipped by Jay Cody. Almost stolen. Now Kylie Leonard with the pressure on the ball, and she steps out of bounds, and the ball will go back to Pisgah. Jade Cody brings it up. She gets it to Chandler Lowry. Chandler Lowry kicks it left to Jade Cody. She gets it into Chandler. She goes up, and she is fouled. Nice little pass and cut.
These Pisgah free throws are sponsored by Messmer Insurance Agency, offering insurance products that will not strain your budget. Call 579-3029 for a fast quote today.
That first free throw by Chandler is up and no good. Second free throw is up and good. Gets Pisgah to an early 1-0 lead here with 6:47 left in the first quarter. Pisgah's back in this 1-2-2. We're trapped over there. Still by Macy Devlin. She finds Bailey Connor up the floor. Bailey misses that layup. Rebounded by Jay Cody and put back in. 3-0 Pisgah.
Great move by Coach Holloway going back to the trap here.
Yeah, and Bailey is really causing trouble up the top. Chandler traps. Get another deflection. They go down and we're trapping on the sidelines. Looks like we're going to get another steal with a handoff to Mimi Hill. She gets it to their big. Laura Barsalas gets it. The rebound is battled for by Chandler and number five from East Henderson, and the ball goes out of bounds on number five from East Henderson. That is Shayla Lindsay. Pisgah will have the ball on the far side from us. They're moving right to left in white uniforms, red lettering, gray trim. Chandler has it. She comes off the screen. She looks back to Kylie on the switch. Kylie goes up, and that is good for Kylie Leonard. 5-0 Pisgah here with 5:54 left in the first. Pisgah's now trapping again. They get it to the right side. They dribble through that penetration. Shot from the free throw line goes up for East, and that is good by number five, Lindsay, for East Henderson. And just that quick, the East Henderson coach wants a timeout.
This timeout is sponsored by Canton Insurance Services. Michelle and one of our friendly staff at 648-65 for a review of your personal and business insurance needs.
We appreciate them for sponsoring that timeout. And I think the East Henderson coach wanted to talk a little bit about getting it up the court. We swung it over to this side, and we're a little lax there. They dribbled right through three players between Bailey, Jade, and I'm not sure. I think Macy was there. Got a wide-open shot inside the paint. I'm sure she's wanting to get that shot again.
Absolutely.
Pisgah has the ball. Again, they're moving right to left. Chandler gets it to Macy Devlin. She dribble penetrates, goes up with a shot, missed, and the rebound tried by Bailey Connor, but lost out of bounds, and the ball goes back to East Henderson with 5:27 left. East Henderson has it. Pisgah's back in this 1-2-2. Chandler gets the pressure there. Ball is deflected and then knocked out of bounds by East Henderson. And Pisgah will get the ball back here with 5:20 left, up 5-2.
Again, our pressure making a difference up there.
Jade Cody gets it into Chandler. Chandler comes off the screen. She pulls it back out, kicks it back right to Jade Cody. She finds Macy Devlin. She missed the cutter. She mishandled the ball. She gets it to Bailey Connor, who gets it to Kylie Leonard. Kicks it back to Macy Devlin. Macy Devlin dribble penetrates, kicks it to Bailey. She gets it to Chandler for the three. That is missed. Rebounded by Bailey Connor. Shot goes up, and she misses that, but is fouled, and she'll go to the free throw line for two more.
Messer Insurance Agency, offering insurance products that will not strain your budget. Call 579-3029 for a fast quote today.
And Bailey Connor misses that first free throw. Second free throw is no good and rebounded by East Henderson. Kylie Leonard's trying to press and get it to Mimi Hill. She's got Chandler Lowry on her. She cuts that off. So back inside. That's up, but rebounded by East Henderson. This time rebounded by Macy Devlin after that miss. Macy finds Chandler on the wing. She attacks to the basket, and the ball is knocked out of bounds, but it's out on Chandler. So the ball will go back to East Henderson. East Henderson brings it to the right side this time. She's trapped. That is deflected, stolen by Jay Cody. She's going back the other way. She goes up with a layup. That is missed. Rebounded by Chandler Lowry. She goes up, and she's fouled on the putback. That will lead us to two more.
Pisgah free throws, sponsored by Messmer Insurance Agency, offering insurance products that will not strain your budget. Call 579-3029 for a fast quote today.
That free throw is up and good by Chandler Lowry. She'll have one more. She's got the ball. Shot is up. And it is good as well. The score is now 7-2 Pisgah with 4:21 left here in the first period. Pisgah still in this 1-2-2. We're trapping on the right side. Ball's deflected. Gets back to the middle. They get it back to the free throw line and then kick it back out top. Chandler Lowry's got the pressure on the young lady. They kick it out to the corner. Mimi Hill goes up with a three. That is off and rebounded by East Henderson. And they'll score on the putback. That is number 30, Julie Smithson. Quickly, Chandler Lowry comes back the other way. She finds Bailey Connor outside. That shot is missed. And Chandler is battling for the rebound down there, but it goes off of her as she and number two are battling for that. And the ball will go back to East Henderson. 7-4 now, 3:42 left. Now we have Alexis Marcos in the game for Pisgah. She'll get Jade Cody. She and Chandler are trapping. Chandler gets the deflection, steal by Alexis Marcos. She goes the other way, and she finishes for a 9-4 lead.
Great finish by Marcos right there.
East Henderson comes back the other way. Marcos is up top. She kicks it to the right. Her and Bailey are trapping. They got a good trap here. They try to throw it off Bailey's leg, but it goes out of bounds off of Bailey's leg. Almost stolen that time. Good pressure all over by Pisgah there. East Henderson throws it in. They get it to Mimi Hill. They're setting a double screen up top. Hill comes off of it, but Bailey picks her up, and she has it stolen away by Chandler. She finds Alexis Marcos up running ahead. She misses that. Rebounded by Bailey Connor. She gets that. Rebounded by Chandler Lowry. That's missed. And then Chandler and an East Henderson girl get the ball stuck together, and a jump ball is called, and possession arrow belongs to East Henderson.
This half-court trap giving them all kinds of trouble, too.
Macy Devlin on cue gets a steal. She finds Alexis Marcos up, and she walks. Looked like Macy led her a little too high. Tough pass to catch. She walked on the catch. Unfortunate, we had a few ladies following her up there as well. Mimi Hill has it back. She's going to come right this time. She comes, goes back left. She's trapped out there. Three-point shot goes up. That's off, but rebounded by East Henderson on the backside. Number three goes up for the two-point shot. That is missed, rebounded by Kylie Leonard. She decides to take it all the way, and she gets it knocked out of her hands. Really need to find a guard there and let them bring it up and let her run to the block.
Yes, we'd like to see her trailing instead of leading.
That's the one thing I've not been impressed with tonight is we're in a little bit of a rush and not getting it in the right hands.
Yep.
on the break. Chandler gets it in from the sideline. She finds Alexis Marcos. Macy Devlin goes
nice
underneath to Kylie Leonard. She goes up and in. 11-4.
Great entry pass right there to Kylie Leonard.
Chandler Lowry with another steal. She finds Marcos up.
Another one.
And that goes off of Marcos' hands out of bounds. 2:13 left here. And Pisgah is up 11-4 in another timeout by East Henderson.
This timeout is sponsored by Canton Insurance Agency. Call Michelle or one of her friendly staff at 648-6550 for a review of your personal and business insurance needs.
So we're here with 2:13 left in the first. Your Bears leading 11-4. Mark, any thoughts on what you see out there?
I see a little frustration out of the East Henderson coach over here. It's their second timeout just in this quarter. our pressure. We're extending it. It's not truly a half-court trap. We're picking up just a little over half-court, but they're having a tough time getting it across and getting a good shot out of anything.
And just like that, we go to a full-court press. We get a deflection off of that. East Henderson has it. We're going to trap over here on the sidelines, but we get a foul on Macy Devlin there. That will give East Henderson. That's the first foul on Pisgah.
Yep.
2:03 left. East Henderson will inbound the ball in front of our own bench or scores table here. Get it into Mimi Hill. She gets it. She pulls up the three off of the screen and rebounded by East Henderson. They'll go back up for the 2-point shot. Rebounded again by East Henderson. And this time Chandler Lowry ties it up, and the jump ball will go back to Pisgah.
Again, everything contested by the Pisgah girls. Everything they try to shoot or try to pass, we're all over it.
Scout Ballou gets it in to Chandler. She comes up the right side, comes off the screen, looks underneath for the mismatch to Callie Leonard. And she goes up for 2 more points, 13-4 Pisgah with 1:28 left. Set a screen up top. Mimi Hill goes by. She goes all the way to the basket. Finds a young lady on the backside, number 30. She goes in for two. It's now 13-6. Pisgah leads. Chandler Lowry comes back the other way. She goes up for the shot, but missed. Rebounded by Scout Ballou. She kicks it out to Alexis Marcos, and she banks in a three.
This 3-point shot is sponsored by Forga Contracting.
And just like that, Pisgah's up 16-4. We get a steal on the back end. Macy Devlin gets it to Chandler Lowry. She swings it to Scout Ballou. Scout Ballou dribble penetrates, finds Kylie Leonard
on the back.
And Kylie Leonard finishes with 2 more to get 18-4 lead Pisgah. Here with 40 seconds left. Pisgah's still in this full court press. This time stolen by Alexis Marcos.
And she's fouled.
She's fouled.
Baseline.
She had a couple of girls wide open back there. She just could have got rid of it a little earlier, but the East Henderson girl decided to tackle her, I believe, before she did it there. And with 32 seconds, we'll have 2 more subs in. We've got Jaden Ballou, Bailey Connor, Scout Ballou, Alexis Marcos, and Chandler Lowry still on the court. Chandler's looking. She finds Jaden Ballou in. She goes up for two. That's blocked. Rebounded by East Henderson. And they get it out to Mimi Hill, and she's going the other way quickly. She brings it up. She's stuck in traffic. She looks to the opposite side. They kick back to the free throw line, find Hill on that backside for a three. That is up and no good, and rebounded by Chandler Lowry. And she'll push back the other way, finds Alexis Marcos up the court. She goes up for two, and now the score is 20-4 Pisgah. With 3 seconds left, East Henderson tries a half-court shot, and that falls well short. And with that, that's the end of the half with your Bears up 20-4. You're listening to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah basketball.
Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction. Vestas proudly backs the Bears.
Pisgah basketball on WPTL Canton.
And we're back to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box here at Pisgah High School, where your Lady Bears are up 20-6 going into the second quarter. So good start for the Lady Bears, guys.
Yeah, really good start.
We talked a little bit. I think the East Henderson coach is frustrated. And she's probably even more frustrated knowing that this could be worse.
Yeah, not to mention Mamie Hill, their leading scorer. We held her scoreless that quarter. We're making some of the other girls do some of the work. So kind of one of my keys to the game was keeping the ball out of her hands. But
just that quick, we get another steal. We find Jay Cody on the backside. Rebound goes to Bailey Connor.
There you go.
I'm not sure how that one went in, but Bailey Connor with two there, 22-6. Good effort by her. Another deflection by Chandler on the backside. Now Bailey's on her. They get it to the free throw line. Kick out for the three-point shot. That's up. No good. Rebounded by East Henderson. Goes to Jay Cody. She finds Bailey Connor streaking up the court. She misses that shot. Rebounded by Chandler Lowry. And that putback's good.
Great trail right there.
24-6 Pisgah with 7:16 left in the second. Chandler Lowry gets another steal. She goes back the other way. She goes up for another 2 points, and it's 26-6.
Another timeout.
Another timeout. She'll be out of them in a minute.
This timeout on the court is sponsored by Canton Insurance Services. Call Michelle or one of her friendly staff at 648-6550 for a review of your personal and business insurance needs.
So we got that Canton Insurance timeout. That's the third one tonight by East Henderson. And we've run out to a 20-point lead here with 7 minutes.
Three timeouts.
Yeah, I can only imagine how the coach feels because, I mean, her girls can't even, they're barely getting it across half court. When they do, they're still contested and not getting a good shot. Man, you talk about pesky defense.
And we're starting to, when we get that steal, we're starting to outlet pass up ahead.
Yep.
Get those rebounds instead of trying to dribble through traffic, which has given us the wide open shots. We've missed a couple of them, trailed and got the rebound.
Yep.
But it really opens up the floor when we do that.
It does.
Now I'd like to see us rebound a little bit better on the defensive end.
Yep.
I'm being a little picky here.
She's got all shorter players, quicker players.
Pisgah's back out. You've got Chandler Lowry, Bailey Connor, Jade Cody, Scout Ballou, and Lauren Ballou on the court. And we're back in this 1-2-2, three-quarter court. Mimi Hill gets it to the middle. They push it. They look on the back block. Goes up for that. That rebounds by Scout Ballou. She tries to get it to Chandler. Stolen away by Mimi Hill. And the score is now 26-8. Pisgah. Scout Ballou gets it into Chandler. Chandler comes back the other way. She comes off the screen. Kicks it back to Scout Ballou. She gets it to, tries to get it to Bailey Connor, and it's stolen by Mamie Hill. And Mamie Hill will get fouled by Bailey going down the sidelines. That will be her first, team first, here in the second period. East Henderson will inbound it in front of our student section. Looked like Chandler got the steal, tried to pass it to Bailey, but Lauren Ballou got it. Then it got tied up, and possession will stay with Pisgah here off of that jump ball. Scout Ballou will get it into Chandler. Chandler will bring it up. She's setting up the play. She kicks over to the left to Jade Cody. Jade Cody gets it to Bailey. She dribble penetrates, misses that shot. And rebounded by East Henderson. Chandler Lowry is now pressuring full court on Mamie Hill. She looks like she's a little frustrated. They kick it up the sidelines. Get another deflection. It gets it to the outlet to the wing. East Henderson has it on the left side. They kick it down to the corner on the left side. Dribble penetration by Hill. She tries to find young lady in the middle. Bailey Connor gets it, steals it, goes all the way the length of the floor, misses that. Rebounded by Chandler Lowry, got it knocked away from her. Recovered by Jade Cody. Jade Cody gets it to Lauren Ballou. Lauren Ballou gets it to Scout Ballou. We attack in the middle, and Scout Ballou gets fouled. Looks like that will be on the floor, though, so Pisgah will have it underneath her own basket on the floor.
Hey, another example right there of trailing. Chandler Lowry trailed right there. We've missed a few layups in transition, but we have somebody there trailing almost every time.
Jade Cody gets it. She goes up. She misses the shot. East Henderson rebounds, and they come down the right side. Mimi Hill has it up top. She pulls up for the three. That three is missed, rebounded by East Henderson. East Henderson goes up for the shot, rebounded by Scout. She finds Chandler. Chandler quickly goes the other way. She finds Bailey
streaking
the other way. She kicks it to Lauren Ballou. Lauren Ballou gets blocked on the shot, and Chandler Lowry fouls Mimi Hill on the rebound.
Two great passes right there. We just couldn't cash in.
With with that, we've got four more young ladies coming in. We've got Macy Devlin, Kylie Leonard, Molly Watson, and Alexis Marcos, and they'll come in, and Chandler Lowry will stay on the court with them. Stay in this 1-2-2. Got a trap on the backside, and looks like that got bailed out there. So 21, or did she call that on 11? So that is Chandler's second. He called that foul on. Third team foul with 5:07 left. The Pisgah leading 26-8. Mimi Hill will have it up top. She kicks to the corner. They get it back up to the wing. Kick it back to the middle to the free throw line. Get it out to the right wing. Pisgah now in a 2-3 zone. East Tennyson with a three-point shot, and that is off, rebounded by Molly Watson, but it's taken away by Hill. Hill goes up for a layup. It's 26-10. Pisgah leads with 4:41 left. Chandler Lowry comes back quick, finds Alexis Marcos.
Oh, wow.
He finds Kylie Leonard on the backside. That quick, Pisgah's up 28-10. Come back in this. Get it up to the top. They swing it out to the left wing. Dribble penetrate and look to kick it back out. Nowhere to go and a walk. And that dribble penetration is...
Hey guys, Kylie Leonard does a great job of making herself available down low on the block. She just finds the open spot, and they find her really well. So she's benefiting from some really good passes.
Yes, she is. So 4:20 here left in the second period. Macy Devlin will come in. Bailey Connor will come in. Macy Devlin dribble penetrates, finds Bailey Connor. She dribble penetrates, finds Molly Watson, who goes up with a shot. And that is off the back rim, rebounded by East Henderson. East Henderson's pushing back the other way. Coming up the right side, Alexis Marcos does a nice job of stopping the ball. Off of deflection.
Great
pass.
Leonard
missed it.
Marcos there, trailing.
Bailey Connor missed that shot.
I'm telling you.
Alexis Marcos gets the trail, rebound, and basket. 30-10, Pisgah leads with 3:40 left here. East Henderson has it up top. They're looking to slow it up. Pisgah's back in a 2-3 zone. Hill pulls up for a three-point shot. That's missed, but rebounded by East Henderson. They kick it back out. This time, Kylie Leonard gets the rebound. She finds Alexis Marcos flying up the court, and Alexis Marcos goes up for two. Scores now 32-10, Pisgah. 3:14 left here in the second period. Mimi Hill gets it up. She gets it to the left wing. They go to the free throw line.
Another steal.
Deflected away by Kylie Leonard.
Again.
Marcos is, she just, anytime she sees a deflection, she's just getting up the court, and we're looking up the court.
Your fourth timeout of the half.
This timeout on the court is sponsored by Canton Insurance Services.
How you doing?
Call Michelle or one of her friendly staff at 648-6550 for a review of your personal and business insurance needs.
So, folks, with 2:59 left here in the second period, your Bears lead 34-10. Marcos has figured out we're getting a lot of steals, and she is leaking quick.
Yep.
And they have nobody back there to take care of her or to find her. And our young ladies are doing a good job finding her up the court. For a wide open three. I think half of these, they haven't even made it past the hoop.
No.
When she's shooting the layup.
They haven't, yeah. And like I say, that's their fourth timeout of the half. They've only got one left for the game, correct? Is it still five timeouts, three fulls and 2:30s?
I think it is.
So, at the rate it's going, they're probably not going to need one, but I think I've never seen anybody use them all up in the first half, so it'd be kind of interesting to see that happen tonight.
So Chandler Lowry will come back on the court for Molly Watson.
Matter of fact, the coach just asked her scorekeeper, how many timeouts do I have left? She has one.
So you heard that right, folks. 2:59 left here in the second period. East Henderson has one timeout left. We'll come back and we'll trap up top. Still got the trap. Almost a deflection of steal, but they're going to get a foul on Bailey Connor this time. That'll be free throws. For East Henderson, I believe that's their fifth and the first on Bailey. I was incorrect there, folks. That's only the fourth team foul on Pisgah. So East will have it underneath their own basket. They're looking to inbound. Deflection off the inbound, and the ball's tied up, and the jump ball possession will stay with East Henderson underneath their own basket. East Henderson will look to get it back in again underneath their own basket. They'll get it in to number 30. She dribbles out, gets it to number 5, which is Lindsay. She goes left, almost stolen by Macy Devlin. She deflected it out of bounds. East Henderson inbounds. She gets it to Hill. Hill's dribble penetrating. They set a high screen up top. Looked like a double screen there. Get it to the left wing. Deflected, stolen by Macy. Macy gets it to Chandler. Chandler brings it up. She gets it to Kylie Leonard at the free throw line. That's missed, but rebounded by Kylie. She goes back up. No good. Rebounded again by Kylie. And then looks like it was turned over there by Kylie. East Henderson goes back the other way. That's missed. Rebounded by Alexis Marcos. And she is fouled by East Henderson. And Pisgah will have possession on the sidelines in front. Looks like on the baseline underneath the East Henderson basket going the other way. Scout Ballou, Jay Cody, and Lauren Ballou coming in. Macy Devlin and Chandler Lowry will stay in the game. Pisgah again leads 34-10 here with 2:06 left here in the second. Chandler Lowry will bring it up. East is in man-to-man. She kicks right to Jay Cody. Cuts through. Jay Cody has it on the perimeter. She'll dribble across. She gets it back to Chandler on the left wing. Chandler comes off of the screen. Kicks it to Lauren Ballou outside. Lauren Ballou tries to get it to Macy Devlin. Ball's now turned over outside, and East Henderson goes back the other way. The shot goes up, blocked, and rebounded by Chandler Lowry.
Jay Cody says, nope, not today.
Chandler Lowry's coming back the other way. She finds Jay Cody up the floor. She looks up, finds Scout Ballou. She dribble penetrates, goes up with the shot, missed, rebounded by Scout. Scout gets it to Jay. Jay goes up, and she makes the two-point shot, 36-10, Pisgah now with 1:18 left. Pisgah still in this 2-3 zone. Nene Hill gets it to the left. They get it back to her up top. She tries a three. It's off the backboard. Deflected off of Jay Cody on the rebound attempt. And the ball goes out of bounds and will stay with East Henderson. East Henderson will have it underneath their own basket. They shuffle in a few young ladies. 1:01 left here in the second period. Your Bears lead 36-10. East Henderson looks to inbound. Gets it out on the wing. She dribbles up top. Looks to get it up top. They get it back to the right wing and get it down on the baseline. They kick it back outside. Dribble penetration. Macy Devlin on the defense. They kick it all the way back around to the right side. This time Chandler almost gets the steal, but does get the walk on East Henderson as she goes through.
East Henderson moving the ball around good. There's just nowhere for them to go when they do. The defense is shifting and cutting off almost everything.
So Jay Cody will get it in. East Henderson will pick up and man at half court. Chandler gets it over to Jay. Jay dribble penetrates, finds Macy Devlin outside. That three's up and no good and rebounded by East Henderson. East Henderson gets it back up. They're looking. They got it on the right wing. Now they're trying to get it back up top. Nowhere to go, but they finally get it up top. Looks like they try to rotate it out to number 5, Lindsay. She brings it up top, sets it up. She dribble penetrates, but she is backed off by Scout Ballou. Now she's picked up by Chandler. Chandler gets the deflection, ties it up, and that jump ball will go back to Pisgah. She won't get a steal for that, guys, but she got the turnover.
Still great defense. Yeah.
So 2 seconds left here. Pisgah will look to get it up the court. They get it into Chandler. Chandler will have a running three, and now it goes off the back. And no good. And with that, we'll go to our halftime with your Bears up 36-10. You're listening to WPTO Radio, WPTOradio.net, your home for Pisgah sports.
Ken Wilson Ford is our choice. For my husband's truck, my Focus, our teens used Honda, That's her choice. I appreciate Ken Wilson's professional staff, the big new and used selection, high quality service that keeps us rolling. I grew up in a Ken Wilson Ford family, so I know why they earned the Ford Motor Company's top honor, the President's Award. Visit Ken Wilson Ford and see the difference when things are done right.
Black Bear Basketball on WPTL.
We're back to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box here at Pisgah High, where your Lady Bears are up 36-10 here at halftime. And we're in the process of recognizing Mason Putnam from our boys basketball team. He got his 1,000th point for his career back at the West Henderson game a couple of games ago. So first home game, we were able to recognize him in front of the
crowd. It's a great accomplishment.
Great accomplishment by him. And folks, it's time for the halftime show. Brought to you by Paper Town Equipment Rental, a store that delivers equipment, customer service, and great prices. Why buy it when you can rent it? Call 565-2737. So guys, part of the halftime show. Mark, give us a little bit of stats on Pisgah and what's going on there.
Yeah, we got leading the scoring column for the Lady Bears, Alexis Marcos had 13. Kylie Leonard started off, she had 8 in the first quarter and ended up with 10 for the half. Then we had Chandler Lowry with 7, and then Jake Cody with 4. A lot of rebounds. I think we had 16 rebounds in the first half. One thing I'm noting is East Henderson is 0 for 7 from the three-point line. When they do get a shot off, they're not really capitalizing on any of their opportunities. A lot of that has to do with the Pisgah defense. And Mamie Hill, who we talked about coming in, was their leading scorer, I think averaging 17 or maybe 16. She's only got 4 at the half. So we've done a really good job on her. Which was one of our keys to the game, shutting her down. So the Lady Bears are getting the work done.
Yeah, so great team play here. What's impressed you, Jack?
Score.
Score for one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Red-faced East Henderson girls. We're running them. Like you said, they're dribbling the ball around the zone, but not doing anything.
Yeah, so we're really, we've rotated about 9, maybe actually 10 girls in that first half. So we've played a lot of young ladies and still run the floor very well, created a lot of steals. You know, defense is creating the opportunities for us.
Absolutely.
Right now.
I wish I'd had a way to track the transition points off fast break, because we had a lot of that in the first half. And even when we were missing the layups we talked about earlier, our girls trailed the ball so well. The layup would come off the rim, and we were there to scoop it up and put it back in. So, yeah, just a great job.
So, folks, with that, we're going to send it back to the studio for a message from our sponsors. You're listening to WPTL Radio. WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah basketball.
Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning has been warming Western North Carolina homes for over 30 years. Call Mike's today to schedule your heating system checkup. Mention this ad and get $10 off your service call. Visit Mike's online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or call 828-665-4343. Let Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning keep your home comfy and warm all winter long. Let's go courtside as Pisgah basketball continues.
Back to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box here live at Pisgah High. Once again, folks, your Lady Bears up 36-10 here at halftime. We'd like to take time to thank all of our sponsors this year for Pisgah basketball. Vestas Uniform Service, Champion Credit Union, A1 Storage, Mike's Heating and Air, Ken Wilson Ford, Canton Insurance, Forga Contracting, Stevenson Pest Control, and Papertown Equipment Rental. So, guys, let's transition a little bit in talking about this boys game here tonight. We got an East Henderson team that is coming in. Actually, they're probably tied for the top of the conference now after Franklin's loss last night with one loss. We're sitting there with two losses right behind them. So we're right in the middle of this thing. So it's a big week for us to finish off the first half here.
Yeah, I'm telling you, just sitting here looking at both teams are warming up a little bit right here during halftime. I just told Kevin and Jack, this game looks like it's going to be a dogfight. I'm telling you, East Henderson looks impressive. Some big boys, got a lot of length on the team. It should be. We get our money's worth. Even though we didn't buy a ticket to get in because we're doing radio, we're going to get our money's worth out of this one.
That's right. Yeah, this East Henderson team is pretty good this year. They lost Caden Brewer from last year's team, and that team last year was really good. Yet to be seen if they're as good as that team or not. But they're led by his younger brother, who is a sophomore, Jalen Brewer. So the Brewer name lives on. We know the style of this coach at East Henderson. Really good coach. Plays great defense.
Right.
They do a lot to isolate Brewer and then let him kick out to the other players for open threes. So be interesting to see how we attack that tonight.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's like you say, but you got two teams coming in that are fighting for position in the middle of the conference there, trying to stay at, you know, close to the top to have a chance to win this thing. I think we're going to feel some energy here in just a little bit because both of these teams are going to get after it.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. And for your Bears, folks, the young man that we just recognized for his 1,000th point in his career, he's a senior this year. Mason Putnam is leading the way with 16.4 points a game, 4.5 rebounds, and 6.4 assists. Following right behind him is Maddox Wright, playing really well, 14.3 points a game, 7.6 rebounds, and I'd like to say, first dunk, clean, real dunk I've seen in a while.
Yep.
For Pisgah, there Friday night, had the place hopping. They're over there at Tuscola.
Yeah, it was a no-doubter.
Yep. So he put that one down, good attack by him and finish. And then you've got Campbell Crook right behind them at 12.5 points per game, 5.1 rebounds, and 4.9 assists.
Sophomore, too.
So, yeah, he's a sophomore. So,
yep. Campbell just has a great mind for the game. Obviously, being a crook, he's been coached throughout the years, but he really does have a great basketball IQ. He handles the pressure well. He's smart with the ball. He's just fun to watch. It's going to be fun to watch the next couple of years as well.
Yes, so folks, we're going to send it back to the studio for one more message from our sponsors before we get started on this second half of girls basketball. You're listening to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah basketball.
Discover more with an interest-bearing checking account from Champion Credit Union. With higher yields, let your money work for you so you can unlock more adventures in life. Visit championcu.com for terms and conditions. Federally insured by NCUA.
Pisgah Basketball on WPTL Canton.
We're back to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box. Got about 2 minutes, guys, before the second half starts. The Pisgah team's out warming up over here. East Henderson's yet to come out of the locker room. Folks, just in case you've missed it, we do the Pisgah Player of the Game. Pisgah Sports has been honoring Pisgah athletes for outstanding game day performances all season long. You can see photos of all the award winners at WPTLRadio.net. Just click on the sports tab and then choose Pisgah Player of the Game from the drop-down menu. Check in often as we add new players after each game. That's WPTLRadio.net. And folks, the Pisgah Player of the Game is sponsored by A1 Storage.
Yep. I must say, too, real quick, the boys' game should start off with us up 5 points for these warm-up pants that East Henderson is wearing. For those of you at home, if you ever watched Indiana back in the day, the red and white striped pants, these pants are green, black, and silver striped, just like the old Indiana. I'm thankful I never had to wear anything like that.
Well, all I can say is you must not be a Tennessee fan.
I am not.
They've got the same thing.
Right.
And it kills me every time I see them. Well, my wife is a Tennessee fan.
Gotcha. Yeah, it's. I mean, it definitely gets your attention. There's nothing pretty about that.
Yeah, there's not. And, folks, if you missed any of the Bears basketball or football, you can catch up with Pisco On Demand. Simply go to WPTLradio.net, click on the Sports tab, and choose Pisco On Demand from the drop-down menu. You can listen to the 2018 entire football season and up-to-date basketball. Pisco On Demand, check it out. So Pisco on the floor here. You've got the original starting five. You've got Kylie Leonard, Macy Devlin, Jade Cody, Bailey Connor, and Chandler Lowry here up 36-10. East Henderson will have the ball. They're in their black jerseys, green lettering with that white trim. They get it on the right side, dribbles past Kylie, kicks it back out the hill. She's got Connor on her, and she dribbles it off of her foot. I think there may have been a deflection by Bailey there. And Pisgah gets the ball back on the turnover. Jade Cody will get it to Chandler Lowry up top. They're setting a screen up top. Chandler goes the other way, hands off to Bailey Connor. She gets it to Macy Devlin, who gets it down low.
Nice.
To Kylie Leonard. It's 38-10.
Pisgah picking up where they left off right there.
Yeah, that's good ball movement right there. Pisgah's now in that 1-2-2.
And again.
And Peel dribbles it off of her foot again off the pressure. And ball will go back to Pisgah.
I will say Kylie Leonard also has really good footwork on the block. She has a great drop step, and that is really paying off.
Chandler has it up top. They switch. She gets it down to Kylie Leonard. She goes up, and she's fouled by the smaller guard. So smart by Chandler there. They set a screen. She went by it. They switch. She backed it out and just dumped it into Kylie. And we'll go to the free throw line for two more.
Messmer Insurance Agency, offering insurance products that will not strain your budget. Call 579-3029 for a fast quote today.
Sorry about that, Jack. First free throw was up and good by Kylie Leonard. Second free throw was up and good. That runs the score to 40-10. Pisgah with 7:16 left here in the third period. Pisgah will drop back into about a half-court 1-2-2. East Henderson has it in the deep corner. They kick it back around. They go back right again. Now they come left. Hill has it. She dribbles right. Almost another deflection. Dribble baseline and deflected by Kylie Leonard out of bounds. In the pass, East Henderson will have it on the baseline underneath their own basket. 6:49 here left in the third. Your Bears up by 30. Hill has it. She's looking to get it in. She goes all the way to half court. Chandler comes up to ball pressure. They try to go right. She tries to get it to Hill. She overthrows her. Stolen by Bailey. Bailey.
Good pass.
Gets it over to Chandler.
Good finish.
Chandler goes up. Two more points for Pisgah, 42-10. East Henderson comes back. Now they come to the left side. Hill loses control but gains control. Drives to the basket. Up and under. No good. This time rebounded by East Henderson.
Oh, cheap foul.
They'll call a cheap foul on Chandler Lowry. That'll be her third personal. Team first here in the third. I don't think he's worry too much about foul trouble.
No, right? Probably not. I hate seeing a loose ball foul like that when it's both girls were going for the ball.
Well, we're not going to get a lot of calls here. The pressure again, stolen by Bailey Connor. She gets control of it. She looks for Chandler. She finds Kylie Leonard to the free throw line. She goes up and she's fouled again for two more Messimer Insurance free throws.
Offering insurance products that will not strain your budget. Call 579-3029 for a fast quote today.
First free throw is up and no good. Second free throw is up and good. Runs the score to 43-10 here with 6:02 left in the third. Hill brings it down the right side for East Henderson. She dribbles through, goes up with a shot that's in and out, rebounded by Cody. Cody's bringing it up. She finds Chandler Lowry on the left wing. She kicks it to Bailey Connor. She dribble penetrates. She finds Macy Devlin on the backside. She misses that shot but gets her own rebound. She gets it out to Jade Cody up top. Jade Cody gets it to Chandler. Chandler gets it to Kylie. She missed a cutting Chandler, but Chandler gets the rebound on the shot. Gets it out to Jade. Jade misses it. This time rebounded by East Henderson. East Henderson will take it all the way to the basket, and she is fouled by Macy Devlin. That is the second foul on Macy Devlin. Second team foul on Pisgah. 5:19 left in the third.
Also the first trip to the free throw line for the East Henderson girls, too, this game.
And that first free throw first by Hill goes off of the rim and no good. Second free throw is up and no good. Rebounded by Kylie Leonard. She finds Chandler Lowry. East Henderson hustles back, deflected out. The ball will stay with East Hinder or with Pisgah here at in front of the scorers table. Macy Devlin will throw it in. She finds Chandler Lowry. Chandler Lowry sets it up. Finds Jade Cody. Jade Cody dribble penetrates. She goes all the way to the basket. And they call a foul on the attack by Jade Cody. She'll go to the free throw line for two more.
Messer Insurance Agency offering insurance products that will not strain your budget. Call 579-3029 for a fast quote today.
First free throw is up and good by Jade. Runs the score to 44-10 with 5:02 left here in the third. Second free throw is up. No good. This time rebounded by Chandler. Tries to find Jade. That ball's deflected and stolen away. East Henderson will get it and come back the other way. Hill has it up top. Lowry's on her. Instead of high screen, she comes off of it. Finds another young lady on the left side. They get it back to Hill at the free throw line. And Bailey Connor ties it up. And that possession will go back to Pisgah. .44-10, 4:37 left. Chandler Lowry has it. She kicks it to Macy Devlin. Macy Devlin dribble penetrates, and she goes up with a shot. Two more points for Pisgah, 46-10. And Hill with the three-point shot, and that is up and good. 46-13 now. Chandler Lowry gets it quick, finds Macy Devlin streaking up the court, and has another layup for Pisgah. 48-13. Pisgah still in this 1-2-2 half court. They set a high screen up top. Kick it to the right. Ball's deflected. Bailey Connor gets the steal. She goes to the other end. She makes that layup. It's now 50-13.
A lot of girls on the Pisgah bench right now are real happy about this, not only because they're winning, because they're getting ready to get to play.
Oh, yeah. 50-13. Pisgah's on defense in a 2-3 zone. Got another steal. Jay Cody has it. Bailey Connor gets it. She gets it to Chandler Lowry.
Good finish.
Chandler Lowry finishes on the backside. It's now 52-13. Good outlet by Jade Cody ahead to Bailey. Bailey finds Chandler going on the backside. Leads to a layup there.
There's
just
your
like
last
that,
timeout.
There's your last timeout by East Henderson.
This timeout on the court is sponsored by Canton Insurance Services. Call Michelle or one of her friendly staff at 648-6550 for a review of your personal and business insurance needs.
So, guys, with 3:08 left here in the third, Pisgah's running up, not quite to a running clock.
Close.
We're going to get five new young ladies. I think we're going to get Molly Watson, look like Scout Ballou, Lauren Ballou, Jaden Ballou, and Alexis Marcos coming into the game.
As I like to say, a whole host of Ballous coming in.
Looking at the East Henderson roster, they have no seniors.
Yeah, they have no seniors, so she's really trying to rebuild.
Yeah.
And they've had a good year. They're 2-3 in the conference. This will knock them to 2-4.
Yeah.
So they're not playing bad. They just ran into a buzzsaw tonight at 2.
Oh, yeah. I don't even think anybody could beat us this year, I don't think, in conference.
No, I think West and Smokey and Franklin can give us a game, especially Franklin and Smokey at their place. I think it could be tight, but we definitely are the heavy favorite in most of our games. Pisgah's now on defense in the 2-3 zone. Hill has it. She kicks left to number 4 for East Tennessee. She dribbles all the way back right, and she turns it over, loses control of the ball.
Let's see if they can get it to run the clock.
Well, they're running the clock anyway.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure why, but I was hoping they wouldn't so we could get, you know, these ladies a little more time.
Is it 40? Is that the magic number?
It should be 40. Molly Watson has it up top. She kicks it to Alexis Marcos. She tries to pass inside, and it's stolen away by East Henderson. East Henderson walks it up. Hill has it. She'll pull up for the three up top off the screen. That's missed. And that one is rebounded by Hill. And she finds number 30 on the backside. She misses that layup. This time rebounded by Molly Watson. Molly Watson finds Marcos ahead. And she misses that layup. So that's how Marcos got hers in the first half, running out ahead.
Yep.
Molly found her. This time she was just a little off balance and missed that shot.
Back in the day, we used to call that snowbirding, didn't we?
Yeah.
That would have been called snowbirding.
Yep.
Now she starts out on defense, even though we're in a 2-3 zone. She starts out at top. So she doesn't get back in that paint a whole lot. She's ready to run early. Hill has another three-point shot go up. And that is,
rattles
hits everything,
in.
Rattles in and goes in. Scores now 52-16. Pisgah will come back the other way. Molly Watson has it up top. She kicks left to Ballou. That's Lauren Ballou. She comes off the screen from her sister, Jaden Ballou, and she'll pull up the three, and that is missed, but rebounded by Molly Watson. She finds Jaden Ballou underneath, and she goes up the two on the putback. Good rebound and found by Molly. Scores now 54-16, Pisgah. And East Henderson comes back the other way, and we get a deflection and a steal. Lauren Ballou got the steal. She'll find Molly Watson. She kicks ahead to Alexis Marcos. Marcos kicks it back to Watson. She gets it into Jaden Ballou. Jaden Ballou goes up. Nice move, but just missed that off the back rim. Rebounded by East Henderson. They outlet to Hill. She brings it down. She has Marcos on it. She goes all the way by Marcos and Ballou and finds another young lady on the backside, but they rotated all the way back out. They kick it back to Hill on the wing. The dribble penetrates baseline. She has it, picks it up, looks into the post. They kick back out for a three-point shot, and that three-point shot goes. It's now 54-19, Pisgah's in the lead. 17 seconds left here in the quarter. Molly Watson takes it all the way to the basket, and she gets fouled on the shot, and she'll go to the free throw line for two more.
Messimer Insurance Agency free throws.
So they stopped the clock here with 1 second, even though it was running. Molly hits the first free throw, runs the score 55-19. Second free throw is up, and that is no good, and rebounded by East Tennyson, and that will end the third quarter. Pisgah leads 55-19 here going to the fourth quarter. You're listening to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah sports.
Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning has been warming Western North Carolina homes for over 30 years. Call Mike's today to schedule your heating system checkup. Mention this ad and get $10 off your service call. Visit Mike's online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or call 828-665-4343. Let Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning keep your home comfy and warm all winter long. Black Bear Basketball on WPTL.
And we're back to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box. We're going to the fourth quarter here, folks, and your Bears have opened up a 55-19 lead here in the girls' game. We got it to right at the 40-point lead there, got it to a running clock. About halfway through that third period, had our second team come in. They're coming back in onto the floor here with 8 minutes left. Looks like East Tennyson has some of their starters, but they have pulled Hill off the floor here going into the fourth quarter.
Yeah, she's going to if she stays out, she's going to finish just under her average for the year.
So East Tennyson has the ball to start the quarter. They get it in. They bring it to the left side. Try to go down to the corner, and the ball is deflected away by Molly Watson. Pisgah's in a 2-3 zone here. Got Molly Watson, Lauren Ballou, Jaden Ballou, Scout Ballou, and Alexis Marcos on the floor for Pisgah. East Tennyson has it up top. They swing it left. They try to get it to the elbow. And that gets down to the block. Shot goes up, no good. Rebounded by Scout Ballou. She outlet passes to Lauren Ballou. Lauren Ballou looks up to Alexis Marcos, and that ball goes over her head and out of bounds. Ball will go back to East Tennyson. 7 minutes left here in the fourth period. East Tennyson will walk it up. Alexis Marcos up top in this 2-3. She's extended out. They kick it right this time. She dribble penetrates back to the middle. Looks left. And the Chiefs puts up the three. That's no good. And the ball will go off the rim out of bounds. And possession will be Pisgah's. Oh, nope. She's saying that one of the Pisgah young ladies hit it off of the rebound. And ball will go to East Tennyson. East Tennyson has it down in the far corner in front of their bench. They inbound the ball. Get it to the wing. And get it back to the elbow and kick it back out to the three-point line. Swinging the ball pretty good, but Marcos comes up with the deflection. And she deflects it out of bounds. And with that, we've got two more young ladies coming in for Pisgah. We've got Faith Brown, number 31. And number 33, Lana Burke. They'll be in with Molly Watts, Lauren Ballou, and Jaden Ballou. Ball's inbounded to Molly. She has it up top. East Tennyson's in a man-to-man. She kicks it right to Burke. Burke finds Fake Brown, who looks for Molly underneath. They get it back to the elbow to Lauren Ballou. Lauren Ballou hits that shot. Scores now 57-19, Pisgah, with 5:35 left. So good ball movement by the shooter.
Yep, the old one-handed shot by Ballou.
East Tennyson will take it down the right side this time. Pisgah's in a 2-3 zone. They get it inside, and they kick it back out. Dribble penetration, kick it left. She takes a thought of that three-point shot, gives it up. Dribble penetration by East. And she is fouled as she goes to the basket. But that will only be Pisgah's second team foul. First on number 31, Faith Brown. And number 20, Annie Jennings, is coming into the game. That's our JV player that Tiff Porter's with us. So good to see her get some minutes here. She gets Lauren Ballou. So with Annie, you got Molly Watts, Faith Brown, Jaden Ballou, and Lana Burt. And East Tennyson tries to pass it back up top. It's deflected by Annie Jennings and then went off of the East Tennyson young lady. And possession will go to Pisgah in the backcourt. Annie Jennings gets it into Molly Watson. Molly Watson finds Burt. She tries to go outside, but the ball is deflected by an East Tennyson young lady.
Yeah, great job by Coach Holloway, too, getting all these girls in the game. Getting them some floor time. There's nothing that takes place of actual game time.
Now, this is where you get better, for
yep.
sure. Molly Watson has it up top. She kicks right to Burke. She finds Jennings on the wing. Jennings dribbles back across to the left side. Ball swung all the way back to Molly Watson. She dribble penetrates, goes up for the floater. No good. And that rebound goes off of East Henderson, and Pisgah will remain with possession underneath their own basket. 3:38 left here in the game, 57-19 Pisgah. Molly finds Jaden Ballou inside, and she finishes with two more points for Jaden Ballou. Scores now 59-19 Pisgah. 3:25 left here in the fourth. East Henderson swings it right. They go back to the elbow. Kick it outside, dribble penetration. Turn around, kick it back outside for the three. That three is missed and rebounded by East Henderson. But Burt ties it up, and possession arrow will be Pisgah's favor. So Pisgah will have the ball.
So yeah, but I don't even have a name for this sub.
So that is Lily Plummer.
Lily Plummer.
She is our pitcher with the softball team. She's another JV player that's come up. Get it inside to Jennings.
It's a really good job, though, for these JV girls to get a feel of what a varsity game feels like. A little faster pace than the JV games.
Absolutely. So Pisgah has the ball with five, or East Tennyson has the ball with 1:25 left here in the game. Dribble penetration, the kick outside. Jennings with the pressure. Get it back up top. They're looking to swing it back right. They kick it to the corner for the three. That shot's up. No good. Rebounded by Jennings. She takes off the other way. She pulls up, kicks it back outside to Brown. Brown kicks it over to Burke. She dribble penetrates. She's going all the way to the basket. She goes up, no good, and rebounded by East Henderson. East Henderson comes back the other way. 1:38 left in the game. Pisgah up 59-19. Excuse me, that is Lily Fleming.
Fleming?
Yeah, Lily Fleming. East Henderson has it. Lily on cue. Lily Fleming on cue gets the steal and goes back the other way, and she is fouled. She will not go to the line. That's just the second foul on East Henderson. Molly Watson will come back into the game for Jaden Ballou. Annie Jennings will throw it in over here. 1 minute left in the game, 59-19. Molly gets it. She takes it up the court. She kicks out to Faith Brown outside. Comes back out, gets the handoff. She looks to attack back inside. Nowhere to go. Kicks back to Brown. She kicks to Jennings. She dribble penetrates to the middle. She goes
good
up
move.
And good. 61-19. Pisgah with 33 seconds left.
Great drive by the young lady there.
East Henderson comes back. They come on the left side this time. Ball's dribbled out. Pressure by Faith Brown. She tries to throw it off of her. Look almost stolen by Molly Watson, but the ball is tied up with her and an East Henderson girl, and possession will go to Pisgah. Got 11 seconds left, ladies. Let's get this ball in and go. Annie Jennings looking up the court. She gets it to Molly with 1.2 seconds left. And time expires. And your Bears win 61-19. send it back to the studio. And when we come back, we'll have your A1 Storage Player of the Game. You're listening to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah Sports.
Discover more with an interest-bearing checking account from Champion Credit Union. With higher yields, let your money work for you so you can unlock more adventures in life. Visit championcu.com for terms and conditions. Federally insured by NCUA.
Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages, to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction. Vestas proudly backs the Bears.
Let's go courtside as Pisgah basketball continues.
And we're back to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box, where, folks, you just listened to our Lady Bears get a 61-19 win against East Henderson to go to 6-0 in conference and 15-1 for the season. Time for our A1 Storage Player of the Game, Mark.
Yep. We had several girls had really good games tonight, but Alexis Marcos is going to get the call. She had 13 first-half points for us tonight, so the A1 Storage Player of the Game award for outstanding effort from a Pisgah player goes to Alexis Marcos. If you're looking for a safe place to store any items from wandering eyes with a 24/7 access, call A1 Storage at 646-3981. Conveniently located for all your storage needs. A1 Storage.
So congratulations to Alexis Marcos. Well deserved. Played a great game, played great defense, and got out in transition.
Absolutely.
And finished when she was in transition. So congratulations to her. Tell us about a few more stats. You got any more stats there?
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, we had a few girls in the scoring column tonight. Chandler Lowry ends up with 11. Jay Cody chipped in 5. Bailey Connor had 4. Lauren Blue had 4. Kylie Leonard had 14. She played a really good game inside. Like I said, she made herself really available on the block and down low. Fleming got in tonight. Got her a bucket. So one of the JV players we're talking about. So just a good night for the Pisgah girls, being able to get some young girls in the game and a lot of people contributing.
And my apologies to the Fleming family. Know them well. I had a young lady on my middle school team with the last name Plummer, and I got you. Went brain dead. So my apologies, but Lily Fleming getting in tonight. Her and Annie Jennings coming up and playing. Both played really well tonight. So it's good to see them in action here tonight.
Yeah, some good promising young girls coming on for us.
Now we're taking a look. We got Pisgah's boys warming up on our left side. They're going to be in those white jerseys, red letters, black piping. East Henderson over here, they're in their black jerseys, green letters, kind of silver piping.
Yep.
Most of them still have those lovely sweatpants
love
so much over there.
I tell you what I have noticed, too. Several of their boys just here in warm-ups up above the rim. They've got some tall guys, but they've also got some guys with the ability to get up above the rim.
Yeah, and they're a pretty balanced team. They got Jalen Brewer averaging 16-2 leading the way. They got Tyleek Baker, number 12, a guard, 6'2 guard, averaging 9.6. And then they've got a 6'3 forward, and he's got some hops. Be interesting to watch him and Maddox go at it tonight, but he's averaging 9.8 a game. So that's your leaders for East Henderson. But again, expect this to be a very physical and aggressive game tonight.
Right.
So, folks, we're going to send it back to the studio for a message from our sponsors. You're listening to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah basketball.
Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning has been warming Western North Carolina homes for over 30 years. Call Mike's today to schedule your heating system checkup. Mention this ad and get $10 off your service call. Visit Mike's online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or call 828-665-4343. Let Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning keep your home comfy and warm all winter long.
Are you ready to take your business to the next level? Seize the opportunity to promote and expand your business with WPTL, 101.7 FM and 920 AM. Give Terrell a call at 648-3576 and chat about advertising packages that fit your budget. Let's work together to promote and grow your business. WPTL is the perfect place to advertise and grow.
Pisgah Basketball on WPTL Canton.
And we're back to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box, where we just witnessed, we've got three wins tonight, Jack. We've got JV girls win, JV boys win, and just got a big varsity girls win. So we're working on number four here for the varsity boys. And it's now time for the keys to the game, Jack. The Keys to the Game is sponsored by Jack Webb, Senior Financial Advisor for First Citizens Wealth and Management. Let him show you the impact that comprehensive financial planning may have on your goals and needs. Call 452-6314 for your free consultation. First Citizens Wealth and Management, member FINRA, SIPC, an SEC registered broker-dealer and investment advisor. So, Jack, being that you're the sponsor,
yeah,
what is your key to the game tonight?
It's going to be a tough battle for sure. The boys have got on a run, but East is big as well, and good three-point sharp shooters too. Play defense and score.
Yeah, we're going to have to play defense really well tonight because East is certainly a good defensive team. So I agree with you. We're going to have to play very well there and score the basketball. I think one thing, my key to the game kind of correlates with the second one, score the basketball and play defense a little bit, but control the turnovers tonight because East does pressure the ball very well, whether it's full court, half court. They do a great job defensively, coach really well from a team defensive standpoint. So we can't let them get turnovers and get in transition because that's where they're really deadly at.
Did the Inca boys press us?
The Inca boys did press us.
So we know how to beat it.
Yep, so we've played well. You know, Franklin pressed us a good bit. We beat that. We didn't win that game, but I thought we played really well in that game. You know, we definitely have the ability to handle it. I just know even in the half court with East, they like to get out and transition off the rebound and off the steals in half court. So, Mark, you got any thoughts on keys to the game?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, the Brewer kid worries me a little. He's a really good player. We got to really try to contain him somehow. But for me, also, I want to control our turnovers. I want us to play fast but under control. I think if we do that and we try to contain Brewer, I think we're going to be good.
Yeah, and what we need to know about Brewer, he's not quite his brother yet. Not saying he won't get there, but he's taller than his brother. But he's more of a shooter, a pure shooter.
Right.
He still hasn't developed as well. Yeah, getting through people and kicking to support. So if we can keep him in front of us, keep him on the outside, make him shoot so he doesn't get everybody else involved, I think we're in great shape defensively if we do that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, obviously our boys, we've seen them all year. This sounds repetitive every time we say it. We're going to play hard. That's just who Pisgah boys are. We're going to play hard. We're going to get after it. We just got to knock down our shots and limit them on their opportunities and limit Brewer.
So, folks, we're going to send it back to the studio one more time. When we come back, we'll have the start of this Pisgah boys basketball game tonight against East Tennyson. You're listening to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah basketball.
Discover more with an interest-bearing checking account from Champion Credit Union. With higher yields, let your money work for you so you can unlock more adventures in life. Visit championcu.com for terms and conditions. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hi, I'm David Messimer, your local AAA agent here in Canton. Of course, most people know AAA for roadside assistance and discount on travel services, but we also offer excellent discounts on all of our insurance products, including auto, home, and life insurance, all providing peace of mind protection while being your local insurance agent. Please give us a call at 828-579-3029 or stop by our office located at 714 Main Street to see if we can help save you some money. Go Bears!
Right now our country feels divided, but there's a place where people with different political views and life experiences are coming together through the power of conversation, and it feels good. Hear more at lovehasnolabels.com/onesmallstep. A message from StoryCorps, Love Has No Labels, and the Ad Council.
Black Bear Basketball on WPTL.
And we're back to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box, where we're getting ready to have the starting fives announced for both teams. And guys, I just looked up the conference standings. Franklin's at the top, 5-1. East right behind them at 4-1. Smoky at 4-2, and Pisgah at 3-2. So we're right in the midst of this. Big game for us.
Yeah. Yep. We can move ourselves into a top or second with this win right here.
And then you got North right behind us at Brevard at 2-3.
Yep.
So for East Tennyson, we got number one, Jalen Brewer. And we got number two, Eli Stokes. We got number five, Zayden Jones. Number 10, Jaden Evans. And number 20, Caleb McKenzie. That's interesting.
Starting for the Bears is going to be Isaiah Mintz. He's a guard. And Maddox Schreit's going to be the center for the team. That's where he's a forward.
Let's go.
One thing. I found that was interesting, their third leading scorer, one of the guys I announced earlier, comes off the bench. So this coach is keeping some of his scoring over here to bring in off the bench a little bit later.
Gotcha.
So this will be an interesting jump ball here with Maddox Wright and Caleb McKenzie. Both of them got pretty good hops.
Absolutely. We'd be remiss if we didn't mention this new sound system in here. It sounds really good.
Yeah, it sounds great.
Brewer's going to take a three-point shot. Good. First shot of the game for the Eagles. Mintz, top of circle, Campbell Crutt. Three-pointer, no good. Rebound to Jalen Brewer. Number 20 is going to drive, and he's fouled. Couldn't say who it was. Mintz with the foul. So Caleb McKenzie's going to shoot two free throws for the Eagles. First free throw is good. Second is good. 4-0 lead for the Bears to start. Maddox going to drive the lane. Put up a left-handed shot and rebounded by number 20, McKenzie. Another three-point shot short. Mintz with the rebound. Pushes it to Campbell Crutt. Hands back to Campbell. And that shot is driving the baseline, and the ball goes up off of him.
Well, not the start. Pisgah wants down 5-0 here with 6:53 left in the first.
Five, Zayden Jones to number 20, McKenzie. To Jalen Brewer, off the mark. Campbell Crest with the rebound. He tries to drive, and he's fouled. And he's going to do pooch.
Yeah. So Campbell Crook's going to take two Pisgah free throws that are sponsored by Messmer Insurance Agency, offering insurance products that will not strain your budget. Call 579-3029 for a fast quote today.
First one rattles in.
It was a good aggressive take by Campbell.
He goes strong to the basket.
Second one good. Eagles lead the Bears 5-2. Brewer coming across the timeline. Mintz to 10. Jaden Jones. The ball was blocked.
Good defense by Mason.
With a three-pointer, no good. Campbell with the rebound. Got a 2-on-1. Maddox is going to drive, and he's fouled.
That was great defense by Mason Putnam on the other end. Comes back this way to finish. Crook with a nice job of finding him ahead.
Absolutely.
And these Pisgah free throws are sponsored by Messmer Insurance Agency, offering insurance products that will not strain your budget. Call 579-3029 for a fast quote today.
Campbell's free throw is good.
Also, two big rebounds early by our point guard, Campbell Crook.
Yeah.
Correction, that was Mason with the free throw. The next one's off the rim. Number two, Stokes, crosses the timeline, hands to Brewer, to Jones, on the right circle to number 20. Off the rim, Brewer with the rebound, and a putback is good.
Number 10's kind of having his way down low right now on that end.
Truck hands to Maddox. Campbell drives. And he's fouled
again. Good boy, Campbell. I love Campbell's aggressiveness.
And that will send Campbell Crook back to the line for two more Messmer Insurance Agency free throws. They offer insurance products that will not strain your budget. Call 579-3029 for a fast quote today.
First free throw was good. Sorry. Second one good.
And then keep fouling Campbell all night if they want to.
Absolutely.
Brewer crossing the timeline. He wants to drive. Mintz is harassing him. That's going to be two free throws for Brewer.
Yes, so Brewer doesn't get by somebody like his brother did, but he is a little bigger and a little more physical. That was tough for Isaiah Mintz to stop. You know, he just got into his chest and got all the way to the baseline.
First free throw, no good.
That's what we want to see.
Camden Robinson comes in for Mintz.
Well, that's his second foul for Mintz. Team second.
Brewers' next free throw is good. 8-5, Eagles. Mason crossing the timeline to Truck. Truck's going to drive, put up a shot. Oh, he's missed it. And the rebound goes to the Eagles. Mason harassing number 10.
Oh,
foul.
Cheap foul.
20. So Caleb McKenzie is going to shoot two free throws for the Eagles.
McKenzie missed the putback right there and then went back to his own rebound. To me, it looked like a loose ball foul, but they didn't come ask me, so I guess we're going to go with their call.
Ball never lies. Sometimes.
Sometimes.
Truck crossing the timeline. Top of the circle to Messer. He hands it back to Camden Robinson. He's going to drive and put up a shot. Blocked. Eagles with the rebound. Stokes crossing the timeline. Get the screen. Drives to Brewer.
Wow.
That was pretty good.
With a good drive in the lane. 2 points for the Eagles. Mason's going to drive. Send the bounce pass to Truck. To Camden. To Nick Messer. Correction, that was Mason. He was on the drive.
So, guys, when I said earlier, Jalen wasn't quite as shifty as his brother Caden. He is showing he's developed that part of his game right now.
Yeah, that last drive.
Another block for the Eagles. Brewer, tried to do a first layup in the 20. Rebounded by Nick Messer. Truck. On the left circle, hands back to Mason. He's going to drive to Nick Messer. Three-point shot is good.
And that three-point shot is sponsored by Forga Contracting.
Number 10 has the ball. Brewer with the drive, and he makes another layup. Crossing the timeline. To Maddox, Mason, to Wright, and the ball goes out of bounds off of Wright, possession to the Eagles. In the lane for the Eagles. 2 points. Trucks on the drive. Heads back to Camden Robinson. To Maddox Wright. Hands back to Mason. And the ball is blocked again. Eagles run out. And the ball goes out of bounds. Tipped. In front of the Bears bench. Eagles inbound the ball to Brewer. And a dunk.
Wow, alley-oop dunk.
That runs and scored a 17-8 East Tennessee with 2:08 left in the first period.
Tuckman to Crook, crossing the timeline.
Wasn't expecting that.
Maddox goes out of bounds off the rebound to Pisgah.
This is a big 2 minutes for us, guys. We've got to hold in right here.
Yup.
And a foul again against the Bears.
And that foul will be on Maddox right. It is the fourth team foul. Maddox is first.
So for those of you listening at home, there just a minute ago, Brewer throws an alley-oop to number 20, who dunked it with two hands. So
they came off of a spring, Maddox, and we didn't get a good switch, and he just went up, and he's probably elbows above the rim.
Yes.
Kid's got 6'3", but he's got some vertical.
There's timeout on the court from the Bears.
And this timeout on the court is sponsored by Canton Insurance. Call Michelle or one of her friendly staff at 648-6550 for a review of your personal and business insurance needs. So Pisgah takes a timeout here down 8-18 with 1:38 left in the first period, guys.
Yeah, well, what I was afraid of, I mean, Brewer is actually outscoring us by himself right now. He has 10 of their 18 points. He's just a handful. We don't have an answer for him, really. I'm not sure who's going to match up. Kevin talked about his driving from the outside. He's hit a three. He went down in low. They found him down low for a bucket. He's all over the place.
Yeah, I think right now you have to, based on size and agility, I think you've got to put Mason Putnam on him.
Yep.
The problem is they do a heck of a lot of screen. And if we switch off the screen, they're going to take advantage of it. He got, I think it was Robinson down here in the post. And just from a physical nature, that was a mismatch.
It was.
And a block.
Isaiah Morris comes in to the bench for the Bears. Mason crossing the timeline. And schematics. And he's going to make a layup. Good.
Great job by Maddox right there.
Brewer crossing the timeline.
We needed that Morris bucket, too.
And another pass entry. It was layup good. Mason hands to Crutch. Back to Mason. To Camden. To Crutch. Eagles are doing a really well job of playing defense against the Bears. Mason has it top of circle. Morris is going to try to drive to Mason. And he is blocked again. Brewer with the ball. That charge.
Yep.
Yeah, he tried to be physical with Cameron Robinson there and get into his chest and got called. He's not happy about it, but it's probably a good call there.
Right. I tell you, his quickness too, boy.
Yeah, he put his shoulder, ducked and put his shoulder right in Cameron's chest.
Morris has it to Crutch in the left corner. He drives, tries to.
Cameron's in trouble.
They're going to foul him. Will be on the baseline.
So that's his second real quick. That's big for us right there. A little frustration foul, I think, where I think the young man got his, let his emotions get the best of him after getting the call down here. And folks, Campbell Crooks going to the line for two more Tiscan street throws. They're sponsored by Messner Insurance Agency, offering insurance products that will not strain your budget. Call 579-3029 for a fast quote today.
First free throw is no good. Next second is good. Looks like the Bears are going to try a trap against the Eagles. Three-point shot at the timer. No good for the Eagles.
With that, folks, your Bears are down 22-11 here going to the second period. When we come back, we'll have all the action for the second period. You're listening to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pittsburgh sports.
Ken Wilson Ford is our choice. For my husband's truck, my Focus, our teen's used Honda, that's her choice. I appreciate Ken Wilson's professional staff, the big new and used selection, high quality service that keeps us rolling. I grew up in a Ken Wilson Ford family, so I know why they earned the Ford Motor Company's top honor, the President's Award. Visit Ken Wilson Ford and see the difference when things are done right.
Let's go courtside as Pisgah basketball continues.
And we're back to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box. Well, we're heading to the second quarter with your Bears down 22-11. I'd like to take a second to thank all of our basketball sponsors. Vestas Uniform Service, Champion Credit Union, A1 Storage, Mike's Heating and Air, Ken Wilson Ford, Messimer Insurance, Canton Insurance, Forga Contracting, Stevenson Pest Control, Paper Town Equipment Rental, and First Citizens Wealth Management.
Bears have the ball to start the second quarter. Maddox with a jumper, rebound to the Eagles. Back to number 10. Got another three-point shooter. No good. Maddox right with the rebound. Mason is going to drive. Back to Micah Devlin, who's in the game. Campbell Crook puts a shot up. No good. Brewer with a rebound. Run out's going to be all the way to the basket. And out of bounds off the Eagles.
East Henderson gets the ball down the floor really quick, guys.
Yeah, they push the pace.
They do.
Very well off of rebounds and steals.
Mason has it crossing the timeline. The Crook on the right circle. They're doing a good job of switching the defenders. Mason has it top of circle to Crook. He's going to hand it to Nick Messer. To Micah Devlin in the right corner. Back to Mason on the right circle. To Devlin.
Good pass.
And pass is good.
Good pass, good cut. A good finish by Micah.
Yup, great cut right there.
Jones to number 10. And we've had a foul. Right circle.
I mean, it probably was, but I hate those touch fouls. 25, 30 feet from the basket.
Especially how physical this game is.
Yeah.
That's only Mason's first, though.
Brewer's going to take a jump shot. Rebound it to Mason. And foul, and it's good.
And this Pisgah free throw is going to be sponsored by Messimer Insurance Agency, offering insurance products that will not strain your budget. Call 579-3029 for a fast quote today.
Hey, just like that, we get a chance to cut this thing to four.
That's a second foul for number 20.
It feels like it should be much bigger. We've done a great job of just staying in touch here.
Free throw off the rim. Eagles have the ball. Brewer crossing the circle.
And good D. Steal by Campbell. That a boy.
Campbell has it on the right circle. Hits by Schematics right. And
Messer.
And that three-point shot is sponsored by Forga Contracting. Attaboy, Nick.
What a huge shot.
All of a sudden, it's a two-point game.
Brewer with a three-point shot. Good. Wow. Timeout.
And this time out on the court is sponsored by Canton Insurance. Call Michelle or one of her friendly staff at 648-6550 for a review of your personal and business insurance needs. So the East Tennessee coach wanting a timeout, talk about some things with his team. We got it. There's a two-point game there. Big three by Brewer there.
Yeah.
To kick it back up to five. But if you're Coach Rodomer, you got to be pretty ecstatic to be in the game right now after the early start by East Tennessee.
Yeah, and honestly, that timing for a timeout is a little interesting because we had cut it, but they come down and hit a three right there. So I'm not sure. Maybe he just wants to talk it over.
I think he does not like how they have played defensively in this quarter.
Right.
And I think he really wanted to talk about it. He's a really good coach,
but
he is very fiery and energetic.
Yep.
And if they don't play with max effort on this defensive end, you're going to see him doing exactly what he's doing right now.
I love it. I mean, I've heard about coaches like that, but you know, I like it.
Maddie's.
I like to call it passion.
He is definitely passionate.
Yep.
Pisgaball, Mason. Crossing the timeline to Micah Devlin, to Maddox Strock, to Kendall Crook, to Mason, to Micah, back to Mason, to Crook. Three-point shot is no good. Rebounded to Crook, to Mason. Nick Messer has it. Going to the top of the circle to Crook. Backs it out. Still dribbling. To Nick Messer. To Mason.
Nice.
And the layup is good.
Good look by Messer. Great finish by Mason Crook.
That's a good basket because that kind of negates their timeout they call down here.
Brewer has it top of circle, guarded by Crook now. Maybe the quickness of Crook will keep him. Oh, they're in the zone now. Pisgah has a zone. Brewer to number 10. Fumble to Maddox Wright. To Mason. Mason's going to drive to Nick Messer. The rebound is good by Mason.
That's Maddox right there with a great rebound and putback. Scores now 1 point deficit for the Bears.
Brewer across the timeline. Entry pass in the lane. Back to Brewer. Number two, back to Brewer again. Number five's going to take a 3-point shot. Good.
And they answered one more time there, guys.
Mason crossing the timeline.
That ball has zero rotation on it. That kid almost shoots a knuckleball.
To Crook, top of circle. To Mason in the corner. He's going to drive to Micah, to Maddox.
Oh.
I'll tell you guys, our five out here has kind of settled down, and I have to give Micah Devlin a little credit. He's come in.
Mm-hmm.
He's the smallest kid on the court with their length.
Yep.
But he's played with a lot of confidence and strength and kind of settled our kids down.
Some quality minutes.
Three-point shot again for the Eagles in the corner.
Put the East Henderson kids talking to our student section a little.
Mason Hans to Maddox. Mason in the corner. Backs it out to Campbell. He's going to drive the lane.
Good drive. Campbell truck. Crook with a very aggressive move to the basket.
Stokes has it. He's guarded by Mason. Back to Nick Messer. Brewer is guarding Messer. To Brewer. And
good help by Devlin, too.
And rebound to Brew. No, get it. Campbell has it. And a foul.
Yep. Again, who's in there? Our little guy.
They're battling right now.
Campbell Crook battling on the boards with these guys.
29-24, 1:43 left. We'll bring Camden Robinson in for Michael Devlin.
I think we all know rebound is not about size. It's about heart.
Mason crossing the timeline. Hands to Maddox Wright. Left circle, almost a steal. And we're going to have a jump ball. Possession back.
The officials are talking. They're going to talk it over. Looks like a kick ball on Pisgah is what they're going to find.
Wow.
Possession goes to East Henderson.
Kevin was right, too. This is a physical game, guys.
Jones to Brewer. To number 10, Jalen Brewer, guarded by Camden. Number 0, hands back to number 10. He's going to drive, put up a shot, block.
No.
They hit him. They just stayed vertical.
Yes, they got the foul on Mason on the side. Looked like Maddox got the block. That's a tough call on Mason. Pardon me. It's his second. Team second.
Jaden Evans missed the free throw. Next free throw is good. 30-24 Eagles. Mason crossing the timeline. Wants to drive.
Need a bucket right here.
Maddox can drive. Hands back to Mason. And he's fouled.
Good take by Mason there to send him to the free throw line for two more Messimer Insurance Agency free throws. They offer insurance products that will not strain your budget. Call 579-3029 for a fast quote today.
First free throw is good for Mason. 30-25. Next one's off. Eagles with the rebound. Jalen Brewer guarded by Campbell Crook.
That'll walk.
Yep. Walk.
Got to help them a little bit, you know.
Yeah, their coach is not going to be happy about that, but I will take that.
Yes.
Messer inbounds the ball to Crook. We've got 36 seconds to go in the half.
I'd like to see us wind this one down, take one good shot.
Mason to Crook. And walk on Crook. Micah coming in for Mason.
Make sure he doesn't get his third foul here.
That's correct.
Late in the second. Good move by Coach Messer, or Coach O'Donnell.
The Eagles are trying to get a basket. He missed the three-pointer, Brewer did.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that. They probably should have made something happen. It's not the best shot you want to end the half, but we'll take it.
Yep. And with that, go to halftime with your Bears down 30-25. So a great game going on here between East Henderson and your Bears. When we come back, we'll have the halftime show. You're listening to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah Sports.
Discover more with an interest-bearing checking account from Champion Credit Union. With higher yields, let your money work for you so you can unlock more adventures in life. Visit championcu.com for terms and conditions. Federally insured by NCUA.
Pisgah Basketball on WPTL Canton.
And we're back to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box here at halftime of the boys' game. The score is 36-30. Your Bears, 25. Very exciting game. We've got the district cheerleaders in front of us getting recognized. Had a very successful state championship meet this past week. So did very well. Getting recognized for that.
Yeah, how many state championships have they won now? It seems like every other year you hear about our girls winning the state championship.
Yeah, it's just about every year.
I love it.
I think they won a championship like 3 years ago.
Well, they get it about every year. It's, you know.
Yeah.
So they've developed a really good program here.
Yep. Head coach Taylor Henson used to be Taylor Rogers.
Well, folks, it's time for your halftime show. Halftime show is brought to you by Paper Town Equipment Rental, a store that delivers equipment, customer service, and great prices. Why buy it when you can rent it? Call 565-2737. So, Mark, you got some stats for us here at halftime?
Yeah, one of the things that's sticking out to me, too, we actually outscored them 14-10 in the second quarter. They got up on us by 9 in the first quarter, but we've battled back, and it looks like we're settling in a little bit. Micah Devlin's got 2 points, but Kevin mentioned earlier, Micah's doing a lot of things on the floor that's not showing up on this stat thing right here. Gave us some really good minutes. Maddox Wright with a bucket. Nick Messer with 2 threes, two timely threes, I might add. Campbell Crook, 7 points. Mason Putnam, 8 points. And we've only missed 4 free throws tonight, so we're up in that category. We haven't been shooting really good free throws, but we're going to need those tonight down the stretch, I have a feeling.
Yeah, I think this is going to be a tight game all the way through. Highly competitive. Several young men playing hard and playing well for us. But I'm with you. I think Micah Devlin stepped in at a prime time, and it's not that he's leading us in scoring or rebounding. He's doing all the little things, and it just seemed to have a very calming presence on the court. He didn't panic when he had the ball. And the ball movement seemed to get much better with him in the game.
And every team needs those guys, man, to come in. And they don't really put numbers on the board up there, but they make things happen that contributes to their team to allow the team to put the numbers on the board. So, good job to Micah.
Yeah, and that was kind of a breaking point for us. You know, we were down 8-9 points. And if it goes the other way, we're in a lot of trouble right now. But we calmed down. They cooled off because of our defense. And we calmed down and started making some shots down there.
Yeah. And the other kid that sticks out to me, too, in that situation is Campbell Crook, because I know of at least 3, maybe 4 times that half where he sneaks down in on the opposite side down there on the block and gets a rebound. I don't even know, Campbell's 5'7", 5'8", something, I'm not sure, but and gets a big rebound for us. So we're not, you know, our bigs didn't come up with it, but he snuck in there and come up, and we're off to the races.
And so with that, we're going to send it back to the studio real quick for a message from our sponsors. You're listening to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pittsburgh sports.
Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction. Vestas proudly backs the Bears.
Black Bear Basketball on WPTL.
And we're back to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box, where your Bears trail 30-25 here at halftime. Pisgah Sports has been honoring Pisgah athletes for outstanding game day performances all season long. You can see photos of all the award winners at WPTLradio.net. Just click on the Sports tab and choose Pisgah Player of the Game from the drop-down menu. Check in often as we add new players from each game. That's WPTLradio.net. So, guys, if you're Coach Rodomer right now, excellent job by him as well, keeping our kids calm and in the game. After that first quarter run, East made. We've clawed our way back in. What's the message?
I'm sure he's made some adjustments.
Yeah,
in the locker room.
To me, right now is the key is what we've seen in that second quarter. They kept their composure. It would have been really easy to fold just a little bit there when it went on a run. We kept our composure, clawed back in, like you said. So I think the second half we're going to focus a little more on. Hopefully not letting Brewer in close to the basket like he's getting. We'll let him have them shots out here from 30 feet. I really like the combination he had on the floor there at the end. Just finding a little chemistry right there and going with
it. Well, I think East came in with a lot of early confidence, and it showed. And then as the game wore on, we didn't back down. And they weren't quite as comfortable in that second quarter.
You ain't wrong. They're not lacking in confidence, that's for sure. You can see by the way they play. In a team like this, the closer you keep it and the closer it gets down toward the end, the more they tend to make a few mental mistakes because the pressure gets tight. So I think if we can keep this thing, 5 points less or even come back and take the lead here in the third, advantage us, I think.
Oh, yeah. The longer we stay in this game is what Coach Rodomer wants, I think, is for us to be within reaching distance at the end.
Yep.
Have a chance at the end to steal this game from East Henderson here tonight.
Yep.
With that said, folks, we're going to send it back to the studio one more time. When we come back, we'll have the second half of this exciting game between your Pisgah Bears and East Henderson boys tonight. You're listening to WPTL Radio, WPTLradio.net, your home for Pisgah basketball.
Discover more with an interest-bearing checking account from Champion Credit Union. With higher yields, let your money work for you so you can unlock more adventures in life. Visit championcu.com for terms and conditions. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hi, I'm David Messimer, your local AAA agent here in Canton. Of course, most people know AAA for roadside assistance and discount on travel services, but we also offer excellent discounts on all of our insurance products, including auto, home, and life insurance, all providing peace of mind protection while being your local insurance agent. Please give us a call at 828-579-3029 or stop by our office located at 714 Main Street to see if we can help save you some money. Go Bears!
Let's go courtside as Pisgah basketball continues.
And we're back to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box. If you've missed any of the Bears basketball, sorry, I've already done Pisgah on demand. Let's do A1 Storage Player of the Game.
There you go.
Pisgah Sports has been honoring Pisgah athletes for outstanding game day performances all season long. You can see photos from all the award winners at WPTLradio.net. Just click on the Sports tab and then choose Pisgah Player of the Game from the drop-down menu. Check in often as we add new players after each game. That's WPTLradio.net. So, folks, we got the buzzer. We're ready to get this second half action started. Any last thoughts, gentlemen?
I mean, for me, it's just keep up this energy, keep the pressure on them. Just don't let them run this thing out into double digits and give them even more confidence.
Yeah, Eagles have the ball.
A good start here is important.
Yes.
Eagles have the ball to start the third quarter.
That's a good start. Kimball Crook fired up. I like it.
And you can kind of tell right now, this East team's a little fractured.
They are. And I like the intensity we're showing already this early.
Campbell has it on the left circle. Heads back to Mason. Back to Truck. Truck to Nick Messer to Mason. To Isaiah Mintz. Back to Mason. To Truck. To Mason, top of circle.
White just working the ball, too, you know. Don't matter how much time runs off.
Mintz hands back to Messer. Maddox on the left circle is going to drive. And he's going to put a shot up. And it's banked in.
Just like that.
It's now a three-point game.
We ran a little over a minute off the clock and got a bucket. There's nothing wrong with that.
Eagles hand the ball to Brewer. The number five, who has a three-point shot, in and out. Rebound to Mason. He hurries it up to Maddox, to Isaiah Mintz, to Maddox. Another shot.
Good boy, Maddox.
Maddox right.
He's made both shots, and that was a great save down there off the pass.
Yes.
Right before that shot.
And I like our patience on getting a good shot, too.
The Eagles have the ball. Number 20. Number 2. Back to Brewer. Number 20. To another, almost.
Ooh, almost another turnover.
Almost, yeah, you say that.
I think our intensity level is a little more than theirs right now. I'm telling you.
It is.
I like what I'm seeing in our guys.
They appear a little shook, not expecting this kind of battle.
Number 2 to number 10 to number 20 to number 12. Three-point shot, no good.
There we go.
Rebound to the Bears. Mintz to Mason to Kruk.
I'm going to expect a timeout if we get a score right here.
Oh, yeah.
Maddox has it on the left circle. Kruk in the corner.
This could be our first lead.
Yep.
Nick Messer has it. Back to Mason. Top of circle.
I like it. We're not forcing anything.
Mason back, hands back to Kruk. Commence. Top of circle. To Messer. Hands back to Mason. And he goes on drive. Kruk with a
knock
three
it down, boy.
Yes, sir.
Campbell Kruk.
And that three-point shot is sponsored by Forget Contracting. And the Bears lead 32-30.
It's just great ball movement by Pisgah, waiting for the open shot and then knock it down.
We're switching really well for the defense. I think that's bothering him a little bit. There's another rebound.
There we go.
Mason has it. Drives all the way to the lane, and he's fouled.
Oh, boy.
And that will send Mason Putnam back to the line for two more Messimer Insurance free throws, offering insurance products that would not strain your budget. Call 579-3029 for a fast quote today.
Mason with two dribbles. Ball off the rim.
We've got to hit our free throws.
Next free throw is good. 32-30. 4 minutes in the end of the fourth quarter. Third quarter. Brewer has it. And
there we go. Another turnover
for the Eagles.
One thing I've noticed, guys, is Brewer is not very active in this game right now.
He is not.
He's not touching the ball offensively and not touching it.
I'm totally surprised they have not called a timeout to settle this down. I'm glad they're not.
Mason hands to Kruk. Back to Camden Robinson, who's in the game. to Mason. Back to Camden. He's going to drive, put up a shot. And it's good.
Scores now 35-30 Pistons on a 9-0 run. A 10-0 run. I shouldn't have said anything.
No hitter. Mason top of the circle to Maddox in the left corner. To Krutt, jump shot off the backboard. Good.
I love these kids who remember what the backboard's there for.
Number 20 to number 2 for the long shot. Back to number 10 to Brewer with the 3-point shot. No good.
Cheap foul.
That wasn't a foul.
And that's going to be Mason Putnam. No, they called that on Maddox Wright. He wasn't even in the picture. But it's only Maddox's second foul, so I think Coach Rodomer likes the fact that that's not Mason's third.
Brewer guarded by Mintz. To number 20, to number 2. Drives.
Oh, boy, great steal.
The ball. Mason's going to drive. Hands
great
to
pass.
Yes, sir. Camden Robinson. Timeout.
There's that timeout.
Eagles.
And that timeout on the court is sponsored by Canton Insurance. Call Michelle of one of our friendly staff at 648-6550 for a view of your personal and business insurance needs.
What a play right there. Come up with a steal. Mason drives down, dishes last minute to Camden Robinson, who finishes with a layup. And that prompts the timeout I've been talking about.
Yep. Well, that runs the score, folks, to 39-32. Pisgah leads with 2:46 left in the third. Pisgah has outscored East Henderson
14-2. Yep.
This quarter.
Great adjustment at halftime by Coach Rodomer to come out and just keep coming. I'm telling you, it's we've got them on their heels now. They're going to start pressing. No, I don't mean by pressing, but they're going to start pressing, trying to make things happen, and hopefully make even more mental mistakes.
Now, the difference for me on their offense this quarter versus last half for them is the ball started in Brewer's hands in the first half. He's just part of the rotation right now.
Yep.
And he's the only one I've seen so far that can actually create for other people on their team.
Yep.
So that's advantage us if we keep the ball in somebody else's hands.
Looks like Brewer's going to have the ball after the timeout. Guarded by Mintz. Number 12. Tyler Baker. And Brewer drives. Spin off good. No! Mintz with the ball.
There's what I'm talking about. Brewer forced that shot. Oh, get in there.
Close.
If Mason would have hit that three.
Oh, wow.
I hope that's not on Maddox. That is not. That's on Isaiah Mintz. But it is Isaiah's third foul. Team's second foul of the quarter with 2:11 left. That runs Pisgah's lead to 39-34 over East Henderson.
One more free throw for the Eagles. Good. Campbell Krutt crossing the timeline. To Mason on the right circle. Eagles are in the zone now. Could be opportunities for somebody to shoot a three-pointer. And there you go. Campbell Krutt.
Oh, boy.
That three-point shot is sponsored by Forga Contracting.
Campbell says, let's go, boys.
Brewer guarded by Krutt. Switched. Number 12. The 20. He's going to drive. Put up a shot. No good. And over the back. Over the back.
Yeah, I think
we have another foul on Pisgah. Huh? is a foul on Isaiah Mintz. That's going to be his fourth, team third. Pisgah fans not happy.
So Jaden Evans with one more free throw. Just got another one. There's no defenders in the box.
Now that's pretty, usually he has them all playing back here, so he must have been a press. And he is.
There he goes.
Great pass.
Yep. Campbell Crook.
That'll break the press.
Great pass. Great finish by Campbell. But did you see Nick Messer back there shielding the defender from Campbell Crook?
Number 10 has it. Hands to Brewer. And layup good. And the coach called the timeout with press. Mason has it. Lot circles. Graham Campbell. Almost a turnover. Back to Mason.
Crowd wanted a double dribble, but. Boop!
Oh! No! Yes!
Saved
sir.
The dramatics. So you had an East Henderson player just save the ball out of bounds into Maddox under the basket for a layup.
So here with 22.6 seconds left in the third, your Bears lead 46-39. East Henderson does have the ball.
Stop right here would be huge. No cheap fouls like that. Oh.
Man.
It's only the fourth team foul. So 14.9 seconds left. East Henderson will have the ball in front of the scores table here.
We were pressing them right there and picked up a reach foul.
Brewer has it top of circle. Guarded by Messer. He's going to drive. And the ball goes out of bounds. Back to Brewer at the buzzer. Oh. No good.
Sir.
Well, number 20 got caught watching there. Brewer made a nice pass.
Yep.
No, he didn't catch it. With that, folks, your Bears lead 46-39 as we head to the fourth. When we come back, we'll have all the final action of this game. You'll listen to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for business sports.
Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean, to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages, to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction. Vestas proudly backs the Bears.
Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning has been warming Western North Carolina homes for over 30 years. Call Mike's today to schedule your heating system checkup. Mention this ad and get $10 off your service call. Visit Mike's online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or call 828-665-4343. Let Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning keep your home comfy and warm all winter long.
Pisgah Basketball on WPTL Canton.
And we're back to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box.
The Bears have the ball to start the fourth quarter.
We just outscored them 21-9 in the third quarter.
And Messer hands back to Mason. To Crook. To Mason in the corner. To Campbell Crook. Another jumper.
Nice.
There you go, Campbell. Almost steal by Mason against Brewer. 48-39, Bears.
I'm telling you, for a sophomore, guys, Campbell Crook is like, give me the ball.
Yeah.
again, another four shot by Brewer, too. I told you, they don't.
That'll be another foul on Maddox Wright. That will be his third, I believe. First team foul. Your Bears leading by nine, though, with 7:13 left.
Jones with the free throw for the Eagles. Next one's off the rim. Crossing the timeline.
I'd like to have a couple more of these possessions where we run about a minute, minute and a half off.
Campbell Crook in the corner. Hands to Messer. Back to Crook from Mason. Right corner. Center drive. Put up a shot. And layup is no good. And then a foul on Maddox.
Well, that was a good call, I think.
It was a good call.
Unfortunately, though, that is Maddox's fourth foul. Team second. Got Jace Prisson coming in for Maddox Wright. 6:45 left.
Stokes across the timeline against the Bears. And the rebound is no good, but
missed the shot, but we couldn't hold on to the rebound.
And it got to the rim. That thing went all around the rim,
came out.
Thought we had the rebound, but it got knocked out off of us.
Number 5 to number 12.
You really need another stop right here.
To Drew, guarded by Camden Robinson. Number 5's going to drive, put up a shot.
We'll take
rebound
that.
By Eagles.
Got a rebound there. We'll take that position all day.
Mason top of circle. Hands back to Robinson. Back to Mason. Camden Robinson is going to be blocked. And Brewer controls the tip.
We really need an answer there.
Long three-pointer. Good. Number 12.
Quickly, the Pisgah lead goes to three here with 5:41 left.
Yep. You can feel that momentum turn just a little.
Mason in the corner. Drives all the way. He's blocked, but he's fouled. Two free throws, four.
Messimer Insurance Agency.
We knew they were going to respond.
Absolutely. They offer insurance products that would not strain your budget. Call 579-3029 for a fast quote today.
Good boy. Every free throw here is huge.
We got Micah Devlin and Isaiah Mintz in the game for Pisgah.
Boy, Mason.
Second free throw is good.
Runs that score back to 5-point lead for Pisgah.
Number 12 is going to get stolen away.
Nice. Isaiah Mintz on
Mason.
The floor.
Going to drive. Layup. Good. Academy in front of number 5. And there's a foul.
Right. Hey, I tell y'all, Isaiah Mintz didn't get a rebound, an assist, or a point out of that, but he made all that happen by getting on the floor, come up with a loose ball, and kicked off that fast break.
That foul was on Campbell Crook. That's only his first. You know, Isaiah Mintz did a good job on that play.
He did.
Evans with the first free throw. Good. Couple of dribbles. Ball on the way. Off the rim to the Bears. Crutch crossing the timeline.
Another big possession right here.
He's going to drive and put up a shot. And the rebound goes to the Eagles. And rebound to the Bears.
They're forcing it a little.
Yeah, that was.
I'd like to see us be a little more patient.
Timeout East Tennessee.
And that timeout on the court, sponsored by Canton Insurance. Call Michelle or one of her friendly staff at 648-6550 for a review of your personal and business insurance needs. So it's 426, guys. Your Bears lead 52-46. Looks like it is East Tennessee's ball.
Yep.
I'm with you, Mark. I'd like for us to be a little more patient offensively.
Yeah.
Up.
Those last two possessions, it looked like we were down and six instead of up six. The clock can be our friend if we let it.
And we've been very patient most of the game.
Yes.
Offensively. Particularly the second half.
Yes.
I can see a little self-doubt on this Tennessee bench.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Eagles inbound the ball.
They didn't expect to be in this position right now, I guarantee it.
Number 12 is going to hand to number 5. He's going to drive back to Brewer. Going to put a shot up. Number 12 with a three-pointer. No good.
Nice.
Mitch with the rebound.
Slow it down, boys.
He's going to take it. Nick Messer.
Looks like Nick's shot was blocked and went out of bounds. Ball will remain Pisgah possession.
Nick Messer has it to cut top of circle. Comes back to Keggs Camden. No, he didn't. He was in the circle. Mitch. Mason, top of circle. He's going to drive. Put up a shot to Nick Messer. He misses it. And he fouled.
Get in there.
And that will send Nick Messer back to the free throw line for two more Pisgah free throws, sponsored by Messmer Insurance Agency, offering insurance products that will not strain your budget. Call 579-3029 for a fast quote today.
Messer's
first boy.
Free throw is good.
Big free throw.
Three dribbles. Free throw no good. Rebound to the Eagles. Number 12 has the ball against Brewer. To number 12 again. To number 5, Jones. Guarded by Camden. And the ball is...
No way!
That foul was called on Robinson, not Nick.
Wow.
That is his third.
Wow.
Team 4 will send number 5 from East Tennessee to the line.
First three. So good for the Eagles.
Definitely a questionable call. He's got to play through it now.
Next free throw is good.
This Pisgah lead back to 5. Pisgah has the ball.
They're going to try half-court trap. To Mason, he's going to drive. And the spin move, no good. Rebound to Messer. And a tie-up. A hold.
There we go.
Great rebound by Nick Messer.
It sure was.
And that foul will go on number 5 for East Tennessee. That is his second, team 3rd here in the fourth quarter.
Mason inbounding the ball to Crutch.
I'm not sure how many times they're going to let these teams to coach come out on the floor.
Yeah, he did. little question at the books, whether he hit both foul shots here before. If Pisgah has the ball, they're going to have it in front of our own bench here on our end. Officials are talking it over.
You know, and you hate to get too petty, but like I say, the East Henderson coach has been at least 10 or 12 feet out on the floor twice now.
Yeah, I'm sure he is frustrated right now.
Yeah, buddy. Let that clock tick, boys.
Cut. Top of circle. He's going to drive. And the ball is off of.
Coming off of Mason as he and Brewer went for the ball on the sideline. They really need to move the ball here instead of dribble up
top.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Big defensive stand here for Pisgah.
Jones crossing the timeline against Krupp. He's going to drive to number 12.
Got away with a charge right there.
And he gets his own rebound. And it's missed, and it's missed again. Get it. Jump ball.
It's a jump ball. This can't be anything but a jump ball.
Yeah, we got a jump ball down there. East Henderson will remain with possession underneath their own basket. But three and 2 point blank putbacks missed by Brewer.
Here comes Maddox back.
2:18 left. The Bears still lead by five.
Whew, 2 minutes is a long time, boys.
Number 12 guarded by Nick Messer to number 5 Jones. To Brewer, guarded by Mintz. Jones in the corner, guarded by Messer. Back to Mintz. Brewer drives, and the ball.
Atta boy.
Rebound to the Bears.
He probably got fouled. No hurry now.
Mason dribbling. I think the Bears are going to try to run some clock, make them foul us.
I love it.
Mason. And they
here we go.
Him.
And they still got to get one more before we shoot. Love this strategy, guys.
And the East Henderson coach is not happy with his guys. They never went to double Mason.
No.
There, get the ball out of his hands. 1:24 left. The Bears up by five.
You get it across. Good timeout by Coach Rodomer.
That timeout on the court.
Krupp got trapped.
Full timeout.
Sponsored by Canton Insurance. Call Michelle, one of her friendly staff, at 648-6550 for a review of your personal and business insurance needs. Yeah, you're exactly right, Mark. Campbell brought it just across half court and picked it up. Got trapped and getting in a lot of trouble there.
Yep.
Coach Rodomer did a great job of calling timeout to retain possession.
He really did. Up by 5 with 1:14, and next foul will go to the free throw line. I still like the strategy of running the clock till they foul us, unless we get an easy layup.
And I think that's only coach's only timeout. Two timeouts. Yep. I think they're shooting 3 left.
Yep, okay. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'm not sure how many timeouts Pisgah has left here. But they haven't taken a lot.
How many do we have? We got 3 left.
And you're right, Jack. They've got 3 left.
Yep.
Pisgah's going to inbound the ball on right in front of their bench at the end of the scorers table.
53-48. And the clock is running. We're going to dribble into a trap again. Nope.
There you go.
There we go. Now we're shooting. If I said tonight we need to make free throws, if we've ever made them, we got to make them now.
That's 10 more Messer Insurance Agency free throws.
Messmer Insurance Agency. They've got insurance products that will not strain your budget.
Atta boy.
Free throw is good.
Mason's with a chance. This next one will put us up by 7 with a minute 3.
Next one off the rim.
All right.
Rebound to the Eagles.
No silly fouls, just a good stop.
That's going to be the 5th on Isaiah Mintz.
That's who put them on the line, too.
Which is really the last thing we wanted.
Yeah.
6.
Yes.
We don't want the clock to stop here with them being able to score from the free throw line.
54-48-49.
Got to be ready for the press if he makes this.
I think that's number 12, Tyler Baker, with the free throw. Good again.
They shoot it well from the line, boys.
4-point game, 48 seconds left here.
Let it go.
Going to be Pisgah ball. There we go. Whew. A loose ball and they scramble for it. Off of East Henderson. 54-50, 40 seconds to go.
Well, good deflection there by Brewer. Nobody could really get control of the ball for East Henderson. Maddox Wright has it. He gets it to Campbell.
Campbell's
being fouled.
Come on, out of way.
And a timeout by Coach Rodomer. 34.3 seconds left. Your Bears up by 4, and this timeout on the court is sponsored by Canton Insurance. Call Michelle, one of her friendly staff, at 648-6550 for a review of your personal and business insurance needs.
I think they gave us the timeout in lieu of the foul right there. I would really like to see this in Campbell's hands.
Yeah, me too.
Not many times you say you wish our sophomore had the ball in his hands right here, but
he's been the best free throw shooter we've got.
He has.
So if we're gonna send somebody to the line, I'd like to send him to the line.
All right. Here
we
go.
He's gonna be content to be in a 1-3-1 trap here with 34 seconds left.
Now to Tramp Campbell. Back to Mason. And the Eagles almost steal the ball. They're going to have a jump ball.
I'm not sure what we're calling here. One's like he's going to call a foul. One's got two hands up. Jump ball or a foul? The referees don't even know. They're talking about it.
Crowd's getting into it now.
The guy closest to it should have had the foul. Yep, foul on East Henderson. Good call, brother. East Henderson coach is not happy. Not happy. Stay on the court. A technical would be good right here, too.
Yeah, it'd be great. That'll send.
Come on, Mason.
Mason Putnam to the line for 2 more Messmer Insurance free throws.
Boy, makes the first.
Well, that was a big call there. They go to the free throw line or we go to the free throw line?
Absolutely.
2-point game or 6-point game?
Next free throw.
And it's a 6-point game.
Rattles in.
56-50.
To Jones, long 3-pointer.
No.
Good.
Dang.
And that'll be another timeout on the court. Sponsored by Canton Insurance. Call Michelle or one of her friendly staff at 648-6550 for a review of your personal and business insurance needs. So 17 seconds left here. They put some time back on the clock. 18 seconds left here. Business lead got cut to 3 on that big 3-point shot by East Tennessee.
Yep.
Now we just got to get the ball inbounds, no turnovers, and hit our free throws.
Obviously, East Tennessee is going to try to create a turnover on the inbounds play. If they don't get it, they're going to foul. We just got to make our free throws. Three-point game. Make both of them at least make it a two-point or two-possession game.
And here with 18 seconds left,
yeah,
we get in and hit two free throws. I like our chances.
I do. And this could be the longest 18 seconds in the history of Pisgah basketball,
yes,
too.
It might.
Crowd's getting into it. Student section.
I have to give a shout-out to the student section. They've been very active and supportive tonight.
They really have.
Big crowd over there.
Robinson to Crutch.
Into Crutch. Good call. Oh, no. Turnover.
Turnover. The East Henderson ball at half court. 12.1 seconds left.
Kimball thought that went off of them, but the referee seen it differently.
There'll be another timeout on the court by East Tennessee. This timeout on the court is, again, sponsored by Canton Insurance. Call Michelle or one of her friendly staff at 648-6550 for a review of your personal and business insurance needs. So, guys, it's your Coach Rodheimer here. East Tennessee has the ball with 12.1 seconds left. You've got a three-point lead. What are you telling your guys?
Well, for me, I don't want to give up a three right here, but I don't want to commit a silly foul either. So we got to just play solid defense, hope for a miss, or if anything, only give up the two and not the three.
Yeah, solid defense. We can't just let them get to the rim and stop the clock again with a one-point lead. But no threes and solid defense here. I'm with you all the way. We are going to come out in full court man, even though it's half court.
Taking too much time for a two.
And no! Oh, no!
No!
And a foul on the three-point shot.
That was deflected.
And we'll send Robinson to the start. Send Brewer to the free throw line for three free throws with 4.3 seconds left. Guys, these are big free throws for Brewer.
Huge, huge. I really feel like that ball was deflected.
First one is in. It was definitely deflected. I'm not sure if he thought he got into the body of him.
Could have.
Second free throw is in.
His name touched the rim. Yeah, it's all net.
So 4.3 seconds left here, folks. Bears with a one-point lead. And Coach Rodheimer wants Brewer to think about this third one and takes another timeout. And this timeout on the court was sponsored by Canton Insurance. Call Michelle Runner of a friendly staff at 648-6550 for a review of your personal and business insurance needs.
The good thing is there's still 4.3 seconds. We have time to get off a shot. I would really rather him miss this free throw and us get the rebound. But if not, I'm sure we got a play designed to get the ball up.
Yeah, I think that's what you're going over here is, hey, if he makes this, what do you want to do?
Right.
If he misses this, rebound the basketball and secure the game.
Yes.
And
he missed it.
Yes.
He missed it.
Yes,
Black Bears are going to win this game, guys. 0.2 seconds. They got the rebound, and Nick Messer will be going to the line for two.
And that timeout did it perfect. It froze.
I think I'll make the first one and miss the second one. What do you think? Miss that second one, they don't have time to catch it and call a timeout. You make the second one.
I don't think with 0.2 seconds left, they got time.
I don't think they do, but I'd still take that out of the equation. Wow. Great job by Rodheimer, too. Ison Brewer right there. He knocks down two.
Yes, sir.
Play, Nick.
Nick makes the first one. 2-point Pisgah lead. Again, 0.2 seconds left here.
I'll still say missed this one. Just and like that. Just like that.
We're done. Yes, sir.
Bears win.
Woo! Bears win a huge game here at the Bear Den.
What a game.
When we come back, we'll have the player of the game. You're listening to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for physical sport.
Discover more with an interest-bearing checking account from Champion Credit Union. With higher yields, let your money work for you so you can unlock more adventures in life. Visit championcu.com for terms and conditions. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you ready to take your business to the next level? Seize the opportunity to promote and expand your business with WPTL, 101.7 FM and 920 AM. Give Terrell a call at 648-3576 and chat about advertising packages that fit your budget. Let's work together to promote and grow your business. WPTL is the perfect place to advertise and grow.
Black Bear Basketball on WPTL.
And we're back to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box here at the Bear Den, where the Pittsburgh Bears just came away with a huge win over East Tennessee, 57-55. Now time for the player of the game, Mark.
All righty, guys. Just trying to get my breath back here. What a game. Big win for the Bears. And tonight what we're going to do, this A1 Storage Player of the Game Award is going to go to Micah Devlin. Micah came in, played some really crucial minutes, made some steals, pretty much just kind of turned it. Kevin mentioned a couple times how calm he was, how poised he was. So A1 Storage Player of the Game tonight goes to Micah Devlin. If you're looking for a safe place to store any of your items from wandering eyes with a 24/7 access, call A1 Storage at 646-3981, conveniently located for all your storage needs.
Yeah, guys, there's several players tonight you could give a A1 Storage Player of the Game to tonight, but Micah really came in when we needed him most and helped settle things down, and the entire tide of the game seemed to turn at that point.
Yes.
So big minutes by him tonight. I know you won't see it on the stat sheet, but really made the momentum change there in favor of our Bears.
Yes. I'm telling you, two key things that sticks out to me, too. One is we got trapped right here in the half-court trap as soon as Campbell comes across. Was not looking good. Coach Rodheimer jumps up, gets a timeout, saves us a turnover. And then down here, Brewer got fouled on a questionable three-pointer. The first two barely touched the net as they went through, and Coach Rodheimer gets a timeout, ices him, and Brewer comes out and puts the third one off the back of the rim and seals the win for us.
Yeah, you could almost give that player of the game to Coach Rodheimer.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I mean, he coached one heck of a game tonight, so very impressive. So what about some other stats for some of the players here tonight?
Yeah, we had Maddox Wright ended up with 8 for us. Camden Robinson had 4. Nick Messer ended up with 8, but he hit 2 key threes. Kimball Crook had 19. Mason Putnam ended up with 17. And we were 3 of 6 from a three-point line. So we didn't jack up a bunch of threes. We took them when we were open. We've talked a lot. I always say, don't take a bad shot, but take an open shot. And we did when they were open. And I just liked our poise. We had 2 possessions where we came down there late in the fourth quarter that I said it looked like we were down 6 instead of up 6. But we regained our composure, and we quit. We didn't do that again. We didn't go in there and try to force something up and use the clock to our advantage.
Yeah, and class act by the East Henderson coach there. He stopped Campbell Crook in the line. Campbell had a really big game. Saw him talking. I could read his lips there, and he said that Campbell played a fantastic game. He was very proud of him, and he was very impressed that he was only a sophomore with how he played.
That is awesome. So,
Yeah.
So with that, folks, we'll send it back one more time to the studio. When we come back, we'll have a final wrap-up. You're listening to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah sports.
Ken Wilson Ford is our choice. For my husband's truck, my Focus, our teen's used Honda, that's her choice. I appreciate Ken Wilson's professional staff, the big new and used selection, high-quality service that keeps us rolling. I grew up in a Ken Wilson Ford family, so I know why they earned the Ford Motor Company's top honor, the President's Award. Visit Ken Wilson Ford and see the difference when things are done right.
Discover more with an interest-bearing checking account from Champion Credit Union. With higher yields, let your money work for you so you can unlock more adventures in life. Visit championcu.com for terms and conditions. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hi, I'm David Messimer, your local AAA agent here in Canton. Of course, most people know AAA for roadside assistance and discount on travel services, but we also offer excellent discounts on all of our insurance products, including auto, home, and life insurance, all providing peace of mind protection while being your local insurance agent. Please give us a call at 828-579-3029 or stop by our office located at 714 Main Street to see if we can help save you some money. Go Bears!
Let's go courtside as Pisgah basketball continues.
And we're back to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box, where we just witnessed a outstanding win by the Pisgah Bears over East Henderson tonight, 57-55 in the boys' game. 1-4 tonight, guys. JVs both won, girls won by a very large margin, and then our Bears boys team came away with a huge win tonight.
Absolutely. What an exciting game, too. And as we talked about before, that win now puts us in a tie for second. I think it's, three or four teams in a tie for second.
Yes.
Moves us up into a nice spot. So it makes Friday's game with Brevard even more important to keep this win streak going.
Yeah, Franklin right now is in first place at 5-1. That win for us puts us, East Henderson, and Smoky all tied at 4-2. So last night's win, Smoky over Franklin, and tonight's win, Pisgah over East, is really going to make this exciting going down the stretch in the second half of this. So, folks, you guys got any other thoughts on tonight's game?
I don't. I'm about exhausted. I feel like I played.
Yes.
Well, folks, if you can't join us out at Brevard Friday night, we'll be on the air. Tip time for the girls will be about 6:30. Boys will follow. If you can't make it out there, please join us. Thank all of our sponsors. Please get out and utilize their services out there as well. Thank you for joining us, and we'd love to see you on Friday night with us. You listen to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah Sports.